free speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
Remember, it's the 5th of November, Thursday, November the 5th, 2020. I'm David Knight, your host, and the propaganda war continues. The seeds for this election have been sown for a long time, for 4 years, quite frankly. Nothing was done to protect free speech, and so we have seen, as the New York Post has, as their headline here, they show Trump and Biden facing each other. And they say, no matter who wins, the polls and the pundits and the press were all wrong, wrong, wrong. Well, no, actually, what they were doing was they were setting you up for predictive programming to tell you that Biden was going to win. That was the point all along. Nobody believed this. You could look at the rallies. Nobody believed this. As I pointed out over a month ago, look at this. We've got 360,000 people who have attended Trump rallies and 600 who have attended Biden rallies. Oh, yeah, and we're supposed to believe that there's a 90% chance that Biden is just going to take everything. And it's going to be all Democrat control of all three branches of the elected government, which in reality is not the government at all. The government is a CIA, the people who are preparing the vaccines for you. And regardless, folks, of who is in the White House, the vaccines continue to be prepared. The lockdown continues. The foundation for the next phase of the lockdown, Dark Winter 2, continues to be laid with test kits that have been sent out by the hundreds of millions by this Trump White House. And more will be coming as soon as they come back and start throwing cash at everybody and everything. As Peter Schiff says, neither Trump nor Biden will wave a magic wand to fix America's economic destruction. That's right, they won't stop it. As we look at the narrative, if you look at the Drudge Report, the headline says, Joe gets more votes in American history. Well, if I hadn't seen the American part there, I would have thought he was talking about Joe Stalin. That was always the tactic of the Stalinist of authoritarian governments. As I tweeted out yesterday, every authoritarian state that rigs elections tries to legitimize the steal by talking about a massive voter turnout. It's the same thing we're seeing in the USA today. Now, typically in the Soviet Union, you had one candidate. They wanted to legitimize that candidate by having everybody vote for him. And now we have two candidates. This has been the way it's been for a very long time. We had a choice 4 years ago. We had a choice between a known insider and somebody who was on the outside, who was telling us that he was going to stop the foreign wars, protect the borders, return America to its foundation. It was worth a chance. And yet we didn't see that happen, did we? And I understand it's a massive bureaucracy. It's difficult to do anything. It's a ship of state that has so much mass and so much momentum that you just can't turn it around on a dime. We pointed this out a long time ago when you saw New Zealand go bankrupt in their love of socialism. They were able overnight to just flip that thing around and go free market for a short period of time. They had a very short period where they did extremely well. They developed new products. That's when we started seeing kiwi fruit in the U.S. and other things like that. And on the cusp of that, that's why my wife and I went there, thinking that we would move there. They had no base love of freedom. So we came back. And now you can see what New Zealand is today. They've returned to their socialist roots. So we're going to talk about the lockdown election as we come back here, folks. The seeds for this, as I said, were sown. Not only, I understand if President Trump can't build a border wall, he can't end any wars, but I don't understand him going to war with the American people with a lockdown for 234 days. That is what produced this chaos. He could have stopped it. He's still not stopping it. Oh, but he had our backs, and now we have his estate. No. He stabbed us in the back.
There are many references in the Holy Bible to the mustard seed. And why is that? It's one of the tiniest seeds out there, but a giant tree-like bush grows from it that produces more mustard seeds. Mustard was known by the ancients around the world to have amazing health effects. They didn't know why. Well, with modern science, we know it's one of the purest, cleanest, organic forms of selenium. We have BioTrue Selenium sold out for months, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com at 50% off, store-wide free shipping, and triple Patriot points. BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsStore.com is an amazing product, and it's even more amazing in that it funds our operation. But if you don't know about selenium, research it. It is an essential nutrient in the body that you absolutely have to have. It's back in stock, 50% off, triple Patriot points at InfoWarsStore.com and with free shipping.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, The David Knight Show.
It's Thursday, November 5th, year of our Lord, 2020. I'm David Knight, your host. It is day 234. 234 days of America lockdown. And if you want to see what your first lockdown election under forced communism that was established 234 days, so we'll take a look at what's going on. We'll start with the lockdown election. And then we'll get into what is happening with the rest of the COVID hoax, because this is a big part of the COVID hoax. We've got information on vaccines, on 5G, on what is happening in the UK as they begin on the very day that you had the Guy Fawkes revolution. They remember that, the 5th of November. But this year, they're going to begin the lockdown on the 5th of November, on Guy Fawkes Day. And a lot of people in the UK are saying, what the Fawkes? And they should. They should understand what's going on. And it's time that we start to stand up to this. Long past the time that we start to stand up to this. Yeah, I'm absolutely amazed at the number of people who are so energized about this election and couldn't get energized about what laid the seeds for this election. The lockdown, the eradication of America. That's right. America was finished 234 days ago. When nobody had any questions about this. We had a lot of the people who are now saying, we've got to get out in the streets and do something to stop this. They were cheering the lockdown. They thought they were going to die. I said at the time, I said, I'd rather die than go voluntarily into slavery. That this kind of lockdown, which has never been applied before, would not work. And it didn't. And you can look at Sweden and tell that they didn't suffer any worse than anybody else. The lockdown, and especially the things like the masks, were non-essential. And these politicians are non-essential to their life. You know, when America stood by silently for the last 234 days, for the most part, we were declared non-essential. We had 100,000 small businesses closed by the government. All the middle-class service businesses were allowed to exist because, you know, the manufacturing businesses had been sent to China. The retail businesses had been destroyed by the Wall Street investment firms, creating big box competitors with people like Mitt Romney and Bain Capital doing that. We had tens of millions of people unemployed. We had universal basic handouts, communist allowance that we're put on. That's full on communism, folks. They take away your economy. They take away your freedom to work. And they put you on a basic allowance, the same for everybody. That's communism. We had nothing to say about that. Trump was part of establishing communism in America. This was a plot by AOC And a year ago, you know, we're looking at this. What's the matter? This is full-on communism by AOC, by Andrew Yang. And yet, within a few months, it was put out there by Trump and the Republicans, as well as the Democrats, who, of course, wanted that. But over the last 4 years, we've watched the free press be shot down. We've watched free speech being punished in the public square, the digital public square. We've watched false flags for Syria, one after the other. The first one, President Trump launched missiles, taking the bait. The second one, fortunately, he didn't. But you had Nikki Haley throwing a temper tantrum for troops in Syria over a false flag Novichok attack in the UK. What an absurd narrative that was. You had a whistleblower organization, WikiLeaks, telling you the truth, now completely dismantled under these 4 years. You've had Julian Assange being slowly executed in prison. You have no wars ended, no border controls. As a matter of fact, we got Soros caravans instead. And instead of stopping Obama's DACA, President Trump appealed to the Supreme Court. And the Supreme Court told him, you can't overthrow, you can't change the executive order of Obama on DACA. And President Trump gladly complied because he didn't want to face the political heat to do the right thing. We heard take the guns and do the due process later. We heard they got to take the shots to go to school. We heard we're going to be saved by the vaccine that's being developed by the military. Tens of billions of dollars to produce hundreds of millions of vaccines for Americans. A more dangerous vaccine than we've ever seen before. Being rolled out, manufactured by the Department of Defense. Never tested. We got Fauci on a pedestal. We got 5G being pushed everywhere. The infrastructure of tyranny. I'm going to talk more about that. Folks, you got to understand. You may have thought you had two candidates on the ballot. No, no, no. You had two faces on the ballot. Two faces of the CIA government that is running our country. We had 9/11. That was a rollout for a infrastructure of tyranny, for the idea that government's role is to keep you safe and take your liberties to do it. But of course, part of that, and immediately preceding that, was the first dark winter. A simulation of a bioterror attack, and we've had 19 of those, culminating in Event 201 last fall, which was an exact version of what they rolled out about 6 months later. But they've been doing that same simulation since 3 months before 9/11. And as a result of that, they put together some rules that they wanted the states to do so they could roll this out and say, it's not the federal government, it's the governors who are doing this. And so they wrote the Model State Health Emergency Powers Act 3 months before as part of their simulation. And then 1 week after 9/11, they had a false flag anthrax attack. Nobody was ever fingered for that. Nobody was ever punished for that. Nothing. But what they did was they rolled out the Model State Health Emergency Powers Act. They used that anthrax false flag to roll that out. And now here we are 20 years later, we get part two of the false flag to destroy America. First one was done under George H.W. Bush's son. This one is being helped along with George H.W. Bush's partner in crime at the CIA, William Barr, our attorney general. Standing down, doing nothing. No one going to prison for any of the attempted coups against the election in 2016. Nobody going to prison for any of the false flags or CIA skullduggery. As a matter of fact, the woman who lied to us about the weapons of mass destruction, the mistress of torture, Gina Haspel, was promoted to being head of the CIA by President Bush. By President Bush, by President Trump. Hard to tell the difference, isn't it? Perhaps a President Trump was promoted to the position by the CIA. We have trillions of dollars being spent per month. The central banks are putting us into a hopeless debtor situation as they plot to swap out our currency with a global cashless system that comes with a global ID. Perhaps it'll be the same global ID that is used to allow you to travel, to go to school, to go to work, based on your vaccine. This is where we are. Oh, but by all means, let's make sure that we take to the streets to fight each other over this Soviet-style election. We have the usual apparatchiks that are out telling everybody this is going to be the end of the world if President Trump is kicked out. Representative Paul Gosar leads hundreds of patriots at the Arizona protest. The president had our backs. Now we have his. I'm telling you, after this lockdown 234 days ago, the president has been stabbing us in the back on a daily basis for 234 days. And this is what it ends up with. If you don't protect our free speech, you don't get any free speech either.
Cognitive dissonance is a major issue amongst the left. It can be very stressful dealing with facts you refuse to accept. If you have a family member suffering from this degenerative mental condition, buy them a bottle of Ultimate Fish Oil from InfoWarsStore.com. Studies have suggested that fish oils and fish oil supplementation can slightly lower blood pressure, decrease triglyceride levels, decrease the growth rate of plaque, and provide a soothing reduction in inflammatory responses in joints and the digestive system. Recent studies have suggested that high EPA and DHA fish oil can stimulate immune function by increasing the concentration and activity of immune cells. It worked for my family, and now I can have a logical and calm discussion about actual facts that pertain to reality. Get your Ultimate Fish Oil for a friend, family member, or yourself at InfoWarsStore.com.
It's all on record. Yale, Harvard, Princeton, Stanford, they were all hired a year ago, and then again 6 months ago, to war game how to get the public to stay locked down during a pandemic and how to get the public to take inoculations. And they talk about calling people heroes that do it. They talk about shaming those that don't. This has all been psychologically tested. It's all been psychologically prepared. And once they get you to lock down for 15 days, you notice now they say it's permanent. That's how it works. Oh, just put these handcuffs on, the serial killer says, the woman in the parking lot, and everything will be all right. No. Now, we've already put the handcuffs on, and we're in the serial killer's van. He's taking us to his shack in the woods to slowly torture us to death. That's the allegory. We got to bust out of this thing now. We got to say no now. We got to make a run for it now while we still can. Once he gets us in that basement, it's going to get a lot worse, folks. So stop submitting.
As men age, they often experience a
slowdown
in vitality, energy, and overall wellness.
And that's why we made one of our most popular formulas to date, Super Male Vitality, specifically designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance to create superior vitality in males. Now look, this unique formula promotes your body's own natural responses, and it contains no synthetic chemicals and no unwanted additives.
Yes.
We're talking about ancient wisdom combined with modern technology, working together in perfect synchronicity to help you get the most out of this herb-packed formula. So what are you waiting for? Go to the InfoWars store. Never been a better time than right now. Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com.
Much of the time on big issues and societal developments, InfoWars is many, many years ahead. And almost all the time, we are tomorrow's news today. But there's a blind spot that InfoWars has. I've noticed that really informed people have this as well. And I know a lot of you tuning in are some of the most informed people out there. So I want you to be retrospective and kind of examine yourself, because that's what I do every day. This Hunter Biden laptop is important, but the new audio confirmed to be him, where he admits he works under the communist Chinese spy chief, he should be arrested right now. That is so huge. That is hiding in plain view, and it's getting almost no attention. We have to get that information out to everybody. It's all posted on InfoWars.com, so many other major patriotic sites. But we need to get it out to everybody and remember that we know all of this. We knew it a long time ago. So when it breaks now, we kind of go, okay, tell us something we didn't know. The point is, now it's documented, now it's proven.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Catching COVID pox. Yeah, Ron Paul's got an article here we'll get to later on. There is no vaccine for tyranny. And let me tell you, what has been set in place for the last 234 days is nothing short of tyranny, socialism, communism, full-on communism. What do you think a communist election looks like? Well, 90% voter turnout in Wisconsin. Explained as seven Milwaukee districts report higher than 100% turnout. The turnout overall was eight times what it was in 2016. The seven city of Milwaukee voting wards reported more 2020 U.S. presidential election votes than they had registered voters. Back in 2016, Trump narrowly lost to Hillary Clinton, 1,904 votes to Hillary's 2012 votes. But it was eight times that this time. So this time, you see that of the 327 voting wards, 90 reported a turnout of greater than 90%. 201 reported turnout higher than 80%. In 2016, the voter turnout was 75%. One of them was as high as 202%. So seven of them were higher than 100%. One of them was up to 202%. And you don't hear anything about that from the media. Isn't that interesting? You have Brown and Kenosha counties are still counting. And when you look at what's going on in Wisconsin, you have a very narrow margin of difference. Joe Biden ahead by 0.7%, 49.6 to 48.9. And when you look at the voter turnout in other states, I mean, it's not 90%. The next highest state is Maine with 77%, which is really pretty astounding. But nobody is even close. As one individual points out, this is 5+ standard deviations from the mean. Statistically, practically impossible. But for the last 234 days, these people realized you don't pay any attention to math. If you even understood that, you don't pay any attention to it, right? I mean, we have tests that are going to be used to set up Dark Winter 2, the second lockdown. And we don't have tests that measure anything. And so we now have an election that is not quantitative to match our COVID tests that are not quantitative. We now have quantitative easing of the Trump victory to go along with quantitative easing of the economy. We print money. We print ballots. There is no reality left in America. Judicial Watch finds 1.8 million ghost voters in 29 states. And they warn of, quote, dirty elections, you think? 352 U.S. counties and 29 states managed to have 1.8 million more registered voters than eligible voting age citizens. In other words, the registration rates of those counties exceeded 100% of eligible voters. Here are the eight states where statewide registration rates exceed 100%. Alaska, Colorado, Maine, Maryland, Michigan, New York, New Jersey, Rhode Island, and Vermont. Now, maybe those are people that they just don't take off the roll, right? We just didn't purge the roll. That's what we hear all the time. Well, here's at least one person in Michigan, William Bradley from Wayne County, Michigan. He voted for Joe Biden. He died back in 1984. So some of the dead are voting. And I've told you my own personal experience. I mean, I don't know that many people talking about the elections. But I told you back in 2012,
My brother-in-law's friend went to vote in North Carolina where you don't need to have a voter ID. You don't need to have a picture ID. All you need is a name and address. He goes in on election day, because in North Carolina, everything has been extended this year. But prior to this year, prior to the lockdown election and the shenanigans, North Carolina had the longest voting period of anybody. And so he went in to vote, and they said, you've already voted, and so has this other person at your address. They said, that's my mother. She's been dead for several years. Of course, he did not report that. And we kept hearing, even though I was talking about all the Democrats, North Carolina, other places, saying, that's a myth. That's an urban legend. None of these people are voting. Yeah, we still have them on the register, but they're not voting. Trust us, right? It's the type and degree of election manipulation that we've heard of in third world countries. And that's why I tweeted out yesterday, every authoritarian state that rigs elections tries to legitimize the steal by talking about massive voter turnout. And that's exactly what is happening now. When you look at the Drudge Report, it says, look at this. We got a record number of votes for Joe Biden. Most votes in history. This is what the nation wants. We've been told from the phony polls that it was not even going to be close. And they've been predicting for you, even though we all say, okay, they got it wrong. But, you know, we still have the same winner. They got the winner right. That's what the media is telling you. And that's what the phony voting polls are telling you now, to go along with the phony opinion polls that were put out there. They were push polls. They were there to push your opinion, to get you to accept Biden as the winner. One person responded and went to my tweet, where I said, every authoritarian state talks about massive voter turnout to legitimize their steal. I said, name one. Well, I'll give you several. How about that? In 2012, here are the headlines. 2012, Hugo Chavez wins after a massive voter turnout. As a matter of fact, Danny Glover, big Hollywood promoter of communism and communists, Danny Glover was proud to talk about how record turnout in Venezuela handed Hugo Chavez a mandate. And this is what they're now pushing for Joe Biden. This is what Drudge is pushing. Look at this. More people voted for Joe Biden than any person in history. And you're going to hear that echoed over and over again. Therefore, he has a mandate to rewrite society. Just like Hugo Chavez had a mandate to rewrite Venezuelan society and turn it Marxist. Danny Glover was cheering that. You know what the voter turnout was there? 80.5%. Not as good as Wisconsin. Wisconsin, over 90%. Here's some examples, other examples from history, of course. What I had in mind was not so much even Venezuela under Hugo Chavez. And remember, Hugo Chavez was the guy that got political power, held political power, by using electronic voting scams. I've talked about this many times. Every time I talk about how corrupt and corruptible electronic voting is, I point out that the first big company was Smartmatic. It was created by two friends of Hugo Chavez, and they exported that tactic for stealing elections to the rest of Central America, to South America, to the Philippines. They've been behind one communist election after the other, but this time they did something different. This time they said, you know, we need to delay this. We need to create chaos, civil war, division. How could we delay something and completely screw it up? I know the post office. That's right. 40 chess? No, checkmate is in the mail.
The problem with social Darwinism is the so-called elites, the most cunning, smart, inventive people, believe that chivalry doesn't exist anymore. They don't believe in being aristocrats, trying to hold up civilization and power the people. And once the establishment has that predatory idea, civilization collapses very, very quickly. You can't treat the least of us like garbage and not treat your own family like that. And so it is this lack of empathy that's going to destroy us. The globalists can try to be heartless devil worshippers that commit rituals of all sorts of horrible crime, try to get away from humanity, but really, they can't escape the laws of the universe. They may train themselves to commit heinous crimes and not feel it themselves, but the repercussions of what they commit always comes back on them and their families and the very structure itself. Wealth is created by loving God. Wealth is created by having a connection to God. God is the source of all creation, all success, all power. If you deny that, you'll be destroyed. The controlled corporate media are mouthpieces for any big corporation or government that'll pay them. It's that simple. And they've used our open, free society against us. The controlled media will talk about a few mistakes I've made over the years and obsess over it and say, see, he's a liar on purpose, even though our success rate, our accuracy rate is way, way better than theirs. We try to tell the truth. They try to lie. They try to deceive. I'm trying to get people to realize how the globalists operate, how they manipulate, how they bamboozle the public. I'm trying to get the public to ask questions and to not believe what they're told in the face. I'm trying to get people to research for themselves. The globalists and their controlled corporate press say that researching and not trusting media is evil and is a conspiracy theory. Well, again, on its face, that is a fraud. Question everything, question InfoWars, add your own research to it, and then decide what you're going to promote to others and what news sources are accurate. I believe InfoWars is the best source out there. The days of hell. The nightmare is here. 79 days of hell has begun.
Multinational corporations, the mainstream media apparatus, and social media tech giants are all now being deployed by the archaic, inbred, crooked establishment to interfere with the 2020 U.S. elections, remove the populist champion of the people, Donald J. Trump, and install the decrepit, perverted, traitorous establishment puppet, Joe Biden, along with rabid radical hag, Kamala Harris. Keep your heads on a swivel and tune in to 79days.news for tomorrow's news today. 79days.news, America's last stand. 79days.news.
Two InfoWars best-selling products are now back in stock for being sold out for months. BioTrue Selenium from the mustard seed, essential in all electrochemical activity in the cells in the body. That's every human activity. And on top of it, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula with 95% curcuminoid. Leading competitors have 3 to 5%. The things that turmeric does, I don't have to tell you, this is the highest quality, the strongest you're going to find. So both of these are amazing products, and they fund the InfoWar, which is a 360 win. On top of it, despite the fact they're in demand, they've been sold out for months, they're both 50% off, triple Patriot points, and free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com. That's Bio True Selenium from the mustard seed. It's amazing. And on top of it, we also have Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula at InfoWarsStore.com. This sale will not last long. I want to thank you all for your support. We really need to try these products. People absolutely love them because they really, really work. InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Liberty, it's your move. This is The David Knight Show.
All right, we're talking about our first lockdown communist election here in America because, you know, we began communism 234 days ago. We said, you can't have a business. We're going to just declare you shut. We're going to rule by executive order. And don't worry, we'll give you a little bit of money here to play with to keep you pacified. That was planned for a very long time. Even before Andrew Yang and Occasional Cortex put that out there, have been promoted by the UN, by the technocracy, the technocrats. They all put that out there. It's like, how do we keep these people, as Bloomberg said? And even though you would see the quotes from Bloomberg, oh yeah, we got rid of the farmers, we got rid of the industrial workers and everything, but now we're getting rid of everybody's jobs. How do we keep them from coming after us with the guillotines? I know, we give them some cash. And everybody said, he insulted the farmers. Yeah, he did. He insulted the farmers. He also insulted the industrial workers. And he's plotting to take away your life. And now it's being done. Now it's being done. Nothing was done about it for 234 days. You see these people who are out there rallying for President Trump now? By the way, let's play Paul Gosar, protesters in Arizona. Paul Gosar leads hundreds of patriots at Arizona protests. Video clip number 5, guys. You got that ready? Where are the votes? All right, there you go. And now, where were these people? Where was Paul Gosar when the economy was shut down and locked down? When people were told their businesses were not essential? Were they out there saying, where are the votes? Where are the votes? Are these dictates or are they votes? Did we vote for Fauci? Did we vote for the CDC? Did we vote for Burks? Any of these people? No, no, no. Where are the votes? Who gets to vote to shut down my business? Right? Even if you had the votes to declare people non-essential, we don't have a democracy here for that very reason. One sheep and 100 goats are wolves deciding who's going to be for dinner, right? Let's take a look at what's going on with the history of these elections. Soviet voter turnout, 99% plus. And they didn't even do as well as Wisconsin, according to the New York Times in 1965. And then I found this from the American Political Science Association, a 1986 paper when the Soviet Union was still the Soviet Union. And this is an organization that has been writing quarterly since 1906, the American Political Science Review. They said, this analysis of voters and non-voters and a large sample of recent immigrants from the Soviet Union shows that non-voting is correlated with high interest in politics and a critical political outlook, and dissident modes of behavior. This is why I did not vote this time for the first time. I have a high interest in politics. I have a critical political outlook, and I am now a dissident in the country that I grew up in. Voter abstention is non-competitive balloting can be hypothesized to constitute a significant political act rather than passivity. I apologize. I'm very tired. I've been doing this around the clock, and I'm fed up with this shit. I'm sorry. Single-party states have single-candidate elections for a variety of purposes, one of these being the psychological reinforcement of unity between regime and subjects. What is the regime here? I mean, we don't have unity between Republicans and Democrats, right? But we do have a unity on the ballot. Do you notice the thing that was not discussed? The things that are not discussed in the debates are the things that they're unified on. Oh, yeah, we're going to continue to have wars. And we're going to, they may disagree as to who we're going to go to war with and to what extent we're going to go to war. But we're going to go to war. And President Trump is going to be the second American president to be at war for all 8 years of his, or 4 years of his term. But we had Obama as the first president to be at war for all 8 years of his term. And I guarantee you that if Trump does pull this out, and if he stays for another 4 years, he will be at war for all 8 years of his term. We had George W. Bush would have been the first president, but he got a late start with a 9/11 false flag. So he missed it by a couple of months. Obama was at war for all 8 years. George W. was almost at war for all 8 years. And Trump has been at war for 4 years. But here's the point. Since 9/11, we've been at war with multiple countries without a declaration, without a purpose, without a definition of winning. And it's going to remain that way. And so when we don't talk about how we end this lockdown or stop the vaccination or any of that stuff or stop the masking of people or enforce the Constitution and individual liberty, when we don't talk about liberty, when that's not even mentioned, that's not even, you can't find that in any of the transcriptions of any of the debates anymore. Not by the moderator, not by the candidates, the two candidates that we're allowed to have. You have to understand that what they don't debate, they agree upon. And what they agree upon is the kind of government that the CIA wants. So they said in this context, the only choice left to a dissenting citizen is not to vote at all. In the contemporary Soviet Union, we're talking about 1986 Soviet Union, non-voting is regionally focused on Moscow and Leningrad. Those are the places where the people were most involved politically. They said elections in non-democratic systems have functions other than selecting leaders. And that's what we're seeing now in our Soviet America. The extent to which these functions are fulfilled can tell us much about the nature of the system. Number one, elections, although non-competitive, help to legitimize the regime. Well, you say, legitimize? I mean, we've got chaos and division everywhere. No, no, no. The regime that's being legitimized is the approach that's being imposed upon us, modeled by the Chinese, imposed upon us by the Five Eyes intelligence agencies. As we see this being rolled out in the UK, Australia, Canada, everywhere else. Well, we assume that you're not going to have any freedom for at least the next couple of years after we've been locked down for 234 days. We're not going to have any holidays. We're not going to be allowed. And even with the vaccine now, we're telling you that we're going to keep you locked down sometime into 2022, said our master Fauci, who's been given a podium for 234 days by this president. President Trump, your savior. So the elections helped to legitimize this regime, this lockdown regime, right? That's the government that we're under. The communist lockdown regime is being legitimized by this election. Non-competitive elections politically socialize the masses, and they help to mobilize the population. They inculcate allegiance, and they undermine any inclination toward dissent. And you say, well, we got a lot of dissent, don't we? Well, not against the lockdown, not against the real enemy. No, 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 we have dissent. We have people fighting over who's going to be the number two. Because number one is the CIA and the bureaucracy. Hard to tell the difference between them. The anti-lockdown candidate is not on the ballot. There isn't anybody that opposes the Marxist lockdown that we have here. This is a battle of personalities. There's an article on Zero Hedge from goldswitzerland.com. Said, okay, as we look at this, neither of these candidates wanted to tell voters that they'll take over the running of a totally bankrupt country that's about to collapse economically, financially, and has collapsed morally. Neither Trump nor Biden has been telling the American people that the U.S. is a totally bankrupt country that's been running deficits for 90 years. How can anyone be willing to run a nation that needs to borrow half of its budget expenditure? The facts are on the table. 2020 spending rose to $6.6 trillion. And tax revenue was $3.4 trillion. I pointed out January 2019. I've read this to you many times. People are wringing their hands and saying, what are we going to do? We've got a deficit that's approaching nearly $1 trillion. $900 billion. And now we're in a situation with the lockdown communist government that we have, where we have a $1 trillion a month deficit. Not 0.9 trillion for the year, but 1 trillion per month. So why hasn't either candidate told the truth, laid out the facts? The U.S. will need to borrow more than total tax revenue to pay for Medicare, Social Security, defense, etc.
DNA Force Plus, if you did one thing for your immune system, it would be get all the essential things. And that's the clean iodine X2 or X3. That's the bio true selenium. That is the vitamin D3. That is the C. That is the zinc. There's 13 vitamins and minerals that are essential without a diet. And studies show you really need the other ones too. But DNA Force goes beyond that. It helps get all that in the cells and out the cells with PQQ and CoQ10 of the highest quality sources with other ingredients that clean out the cells, that unclog them so all that stuff can get in. Viruses don't get in. The good stuff gets in. As the NIH website says, that if you have all the proper things, they can't replicate like they could. But I do this because it's essential, like oxygen, like water. DNA Force sold out for months, 50% off out of the gates. Triple Patriot points, free shipping, InfoWarsStore.com. DNA Force election special. That's going to have to end in a week because we got a limited supply, and it was very hard to get the PQQ this time. A lot of our stuff can't get anymore. A lot of our products, because the supply chain's broken down. That's part of the globalist plan. InfoWarsStore.com. Or 888-253-3139. I want to thank you all for tuning in.
The ultimate fluoride-free charcoal mouthwash is now available at InfoWarsStore.com and DrJonesNaturals.com for the lowest price possible to complete your daily mouth cleaning routine. It is the perfect companion to the new activated charcoal toothpaste, all under our new line by Dr. Jones Naturals, that will naturally give your mouth and breath a deep clean. This mouthwash only uses the best natural ingredients like real peppermint oil, thyme oil, xylitol, and of course, high-quality charcoal. Not only fluoride-free, this mouthwash is completely free of other dangerous ingredients such as SLS, harsh detergents, BPA, and so much more. As soon as you use it, you can tell that this formula is the real deal. So get your bottle of the new activated charcoal mouthwash right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
The miraculous properties of turmeric have been admired and even worshipped for thousands of years by ancient civilizations. But with modern science, we know why turmeric is so popular. Its antioxidant effect, its anti-inflammatory effect, everything it does is simply amazing. And most turmerics out there are simply food products. They're 3-5% curcuminoid, but we have Body's ultimate turmeric formula with a 95% curcuminoid level. And we have other organic products in there that accelerate it and bring it into the cells of the body. It's been sold out for months. It's back in stock. And despite that, Body's ultimate turmeric formula at InfoWarsStore.com is 50% off with free shipping and triple Patriot points at InfoWarsStore.com. It's Body's ultimate turmeric formula. If you haven't tried it, learn why it's got thousands of five-star reviews at InfoWarsStore.com. And you can't lose. It funds the InfoWar.
InfoWars has been reporting on the dark, unpleasant truths of big government corruption for over two decades. It is why they attack us. And it is why we are now the most banned broadcast in the world. The Hunter Biden hard drive scandal is merely the tip of the iceberg. Evil has infested governments everywhere, but the evil establishment is censoring content across all media platforms. They blocked you from sharing banned.video on social media. So go to electionnight.news and share it like your lives depended on it. Go to electionnight.news to find the truth about COVID, vaccines, Bill Gates, and Big Pharma. Go to electionnight.news to find all the information the crooked establishment is most afraid of. Go to electionnight.news and share now.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
The thumb of the bureaucracy, specifically the health bureaucracy, they have locked us down. You didn't see Hillary locked up. No, we were locked down. You didn't see anything done about the people who tried to organize a coup against the last election. So guess what? They're stealing this election. Funny how when you don't punish criminals, they become more bold and they do it again, don't they? Kind of like what we've seen in the streets of Portland and other places. We're now seeing it in the government of our country. Before we get back to this and take a look at more aspects of our Soviet lockdown election and what has happened to America and what we need to do about it, or maybe we should have paid attention over the last 234 days to what was happening with this. This is pretty predictable what was going to happen, wasn't it? Didn't I predict it over and over again? That you need to have the political conventions in person, President Trump. You need to stop this fantasy that you're participating in. You think that that's going to get you votes from these people who, and I got to say, over the last couple of days, my experiences here in Austin, I typically don't come into Austin for anything anymore, except to come to work. Going into different places, things that my wife has run into while she was here in Austin, getting kicked out of stores, but not just getting kicked out of stores. The freak out attitude of these people in the hotels and the stores when you come in without a mask. My wife went into a store to get contacts. And so she wanted to get these contacts she had ordered. So she put the mask over one ear and holds it out to the side with the other hand. And they literally ran to the back of the store. Said, put your mask on, it's not on properly. All right. She hooked it over. It's still not on properly. What are you talking about? It's on. Just like your mask is. No, you got to pinch it on the nose. And at that point, she'd had enough, and she ripped it off, and she just let him have it. And so they ran to the front door, opened the front door, and then when she left, they ran out and wrote her license plate down. So we're going to report you for assault. Bring it on. We're not allowed to breathe anymore. And I'm telling you, it's getting worse with these people. Why? They should go back and read Brave New World. You know what they did to create the Epsilons? They deprived them of oxygen while they were in their embryonic stage. Of course, the embryonic stage extends to these people who are, you know, 18 to 25. This is what we're typically finding in the people who are reacting this way. And they're not going to just break out in pimples all over their face from a dirty face diaper. It's actually depriving them of oxygen and IQ points. This is the new Epsilon class that is out there. But, you know, when I look at this election, I'll make another analogy to sci-fi, H.G. Wells's Time Machine, where he has the Morlocks and the Eloi. We just had an election for a couple of Eloi on the ballot, a couple of geriatric Eloi. And the Morlocks that you're not paying any attention to are the bureaucrats and the CIA that are running this show. And they come out and they take away the Eloi's that they don't want whenever they want. And nobody does anything about it. That's what we're looking at in this post-America lockdown. All right, I'm going to get back to that. I just want to remind you, the products that we have at InfoWarsStore.com, if you want to support your health and you want to actually make yourself healthy, we got some products to do that. Winter Sun Plus, vitamin D, plus vitamin K to help your body to absorb the vitamin D. It also has benefits itself, but vitamin D is very important to a healthy immune system. 80% of the people in hospital with serious conditions have been diagnosed, according to the CDC, as having a vitamin D deficiency. They said that at the very beginning. They said it's not going to stop any virus, but it will build up your immune system. And, you know, we have the immune system created by God to fight these viruses. We pretend that we don't know what that is anymore, that we don't have it anymore. Everybody's turned into obsessive compulsive behavior. And you can get that now, free shipping. We also have DNA Force now back 50% off plus free shipping and triple Patriot points for all these things that you're buying right now on InfoWars. That'll get you more discounts in the future on future purchases. But DNA Force plus 50% off plus free shipping, that's a big dollar savings. A very, very important nutraceutical DNA Force. BodyEase are all natural turmeric, 50% off free shipping. BioTrue Selenium, 50% off free shipping. Ultra 12, our vitamin B12 liquid formula, 50% off. Kava Chill, Kava Root, and many other things to help you to relax. Maybe I should have some of that. 50% off plus free shipping. That's one of the few supplements I haven't had, obviously. Knockout, 50% off our all-natural sleep aid. And if I had time, I would take that. New Nascent Iodine Surface Spray, 50% off plus free shipping. Check out these products at InfoWarsStore.com. We really do appreciate your support. That's what keeps us on the air, even as the biggest companies in the history of mankind have conspired to take us off. And I don't use that word lightly. They did conspire. Openly conspired. It wasn't a secret. They openly did it. So let's talk about an honest manifesto for winning the elections. I began by talking about this, Zero Hedge, goldswitzerland.com, talking about fiscal responsibility. U.S. debt, more than $40 trillion by January 2025 on the pace that they're going. This is why they're going to do and how they're going to do the great debt reset to enslave us financially. U.S. federal debt, by the time the new president takes over, will be at least $28 trillion. Think about that. So why hasn't either candidate, why hasn't either Biden or Trump told the truth and laid out the facts that the U.S. will need to borrow more than the total tax revenue to pay trillions in Medicare, Social Security, defense, etc.? The dollar is hardly worth the paper it's written on. So they've got a solution. Here's the solution. Just like we saw in Venezuela, right? Venezuela is so bankrupt after this kind of stuff. And of course, you know, they had a massive mandate, as Danny Glover was telling us back in 2012, record turnout for Hugo Chavez. No problem, right? That's good. And so now they're in the situation where they can't even afford to pay for the paper. So they had to find a new sucker to send them paper, and they did. But now they got to find out how they're going to get the money for the ink. I mean, seriously, I've reported this. I'm not making this up. This is not an exaggeration. And I've told you at the same time, they talked to Powell and they said, well, you know, you're printing a lot of this stuff. And he goes, well, you know, we couldn't print that much. So we're making a digital credit. That's right. That's the solution. If the dollar's not worth the paper it's printed on, what do? You make it digital. It's just that simple. As I pointed out, they don't have enough paper to print all of this stuff. If you were to print $3.5 trillion in $1 bills and stack them on top of each other, you would go past the moon. The moon, you would only need $3.5 trillion to get there. We've done $3.7 trillion already. And so now we're going to print our way back from the moon as soon as the election is over. It doesn't matter who gets elected. Neither candidate has told the voters in the next 2 years, unlimited money printing will be required in a futile attempt to save the U.S. economy and the nation from total destruction. So here's what this writer says. This would be an honest manifesto to win the election. Maybe you should come out, if you were the candidate in 2020, and should have said this. Problem is, we expect a bigger deficit next year. The lockdown is paralyzing major parts of the country and will be very costly. It will also have permanent negative effects. And this will necessitate the printing of further trillions of dollars or even tens of trillions of dollars. But as we print these dollars, we get an even bigger problem. The value of the dollar will fall precipitously, and we will need to print and borrow even more. This is what they found in Zimbabwe and other communist countries. It's called hyperinflation. This will create a vicious cycle with a lower dollar, bigger deficits, and bigger debts plus inflation. So these are the facts. I'm obviously very sorry to present these to you, but I am certain that there can be no other outcome. I sincerely hope that you will elect me on this platform. After all, I'm the only presidential candidate in history who has told his people the truth and the real state of the nation. And please don't believe the fake promises of Biden and Trump. A liar doesn't deserve to be president. Finally, I promise to do my best to manage the coming disorderly collapse of the U.S. to my best ability. As Peter Schiff points out, neither Trump nor Biden will wave a magic wand to fix America's economic destruction. They do have a magic wand, but they're not going to use it. The magic wand is to stop the lockdown. That is the core. I've said many times. It's the economy, stupid. It's the economy, stupid. You know, Trump still won on public opinion as to who could manage the economy better, because everything was going fine, economically, I should say, until the lockdown. So it really is a lockdown that messed up the economy, and it really is a lockdown that messed up the election. It's all about fiscal stimulus. All about fiscal stimulus now. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
It's all on record. Yale, Harvard, Princeton, Stanford, they were all hired a year ago, and then again 6 months ago, to war game how to get the public to stay locked down during a pandemic and how to get the public to take inoculations. And they talk about calling people heroes that do it. They talk about shaming those that don't. This has all been psychologically tested. It's all been psychologically prepared. And once they get you locked down for 15 days, you notice now they say it's permanent. That's how it works. Oh, just put these handcuffs on, the serial killer says, the woman in the parking lot, and everything will be all right. No. Now, we've already put the handcuffs on, and we're in the serial killer's van. He's taking us to his shack in the woods to slowly torture us to death. That's the allegory. We got to bust out of this thing now. We got to say no now. We got to make a run for it now while we still can. Once he gets us in that basement, it's going to get a lot worse, folks. So stop submitting.
Look it up for yourself. The head of the Davos Group issued a report more than 6 months ago calling for world government to be openly established to respond to COVID-19. And the COVID-19 was a blessing to lower the planet's carbon footprint. Since then, Prince Charles and countless others have come out and said the exact same thing. The most ancient form of total war is called siege. And that's when you cut people off from their resources. That's when you lock them down. And this isn't siege to make us capitulate to the globalist or just get rid of Donald Trump. That's only part of it. This is siege to literally train us to be poor and to get us into deep debt. So then the globalist social engineers can dictate how we live our lives with the social credit score surveillance grid. You've heard the U.S. Army saying our job is to kill people and break things. Well, that's what the lockdown's doing. It's starving the third world, millions and millions of death. It's breaking down the supply chain in society. It's their mission.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Free speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
That's right. The powers keep on lying while the people keep on dying. Wars, vaccines, lockdowns, 5G coming. Let's take a look at what's happening in the UK on this 5th of November. We have a clip here of somebody talking about the lockdown and the kidnapping that is going along with it. A pregnant mother that she knew had a baby in the hospital, and they won't let the baby go. Here's what she has to say. Video clip number one.
My good friend has just given birth at City Hospital. She gave birth yesterday at about 10 to 12 in the afternoon to a healthy baby boy. There was no problems at all. By 6 o'clock in the evening, she was due to be allowed to go home, and they never sent her home. They said that the baby had jaundice and they had to put him on the neonatal unit, which was fine. She had absolutely no issues with that at all. So the baby went onto the neonatal unit and they said he'd be allowed to go home 12 hours later, meaning 9 o'clock this morning. We are now at what time in the afternoon? And the update now is, until mum consents to have a COVID test for herself and her newborn baby, they are refusing to let her take her newborn baby home. Mum has no symptoms at all. Baby has no symptoms at all. She's also been on the Serenity Suite all night at City Hospital with her partner, but her partner is allowed to go and see the baby, but mum is not. They have also gone out of their way to administer antibiotics to her newborn baby with none of the parents' consent at all. They are refusing to let her take her baby home unless she allows them to give her baby a COVID test. This is wrong. This is against the law. This is out of order. They are doing everything without her consent, and something needs to happen. She's not allowed to take her baby home. This is not okay.
Yeah, it's not okay. And understand, this is already happening here in America. I've had at least two cases that I've talked about with this. Joel Skousen came on months ago and said, when he was here in studio, said, I know a particular case where they've been trying to get their baby for a couple of months. Nobody was sick, but one of these tests that has a false positive of 90% flagged mother or baby as having COVID, and they will not let them get the baby. They've got the baby locked up in the hospital. And so that's what you hear happening in the UK as well, but the entire country is now being locked down. This is happening everywhere. I've told you that I had an individual write me about his child. They decided that last minute that they would take them out. They didn't really think that they could do it, but he said, I realized, as I've said many times, you can't possibly do worse than these people do in terms of educating your child. Number one. Number two, now it's gotten to the point where they told the parents, we're going to be testing the children every day at school. We're only going to have school like 3 days a week. And then when the kids come in, we're going to test them for COVID. If they test positive, even if they don't have any symptoms, you will have to be able to respond to us immediately, or we'll send your kid off to CPS. This is escalating. Where's Trump been on all of this? I've told you before that his executive orders and his financial incentivizing of this have kept this going for both Republican and Democrat governors. He could easily stop this by stopping the state of emergency executive order. That's what's allowing these governors to extend this indefinitely in defiance of term limit or time limits on executive orders in the various states. And of course, many of these governors, including Republican governors like Brad Little, don't need to have that extended for them. They just do whatever they wish, and they do it because they're getting financially incentivized by the federal government to do this. That could easily stop. You know, we've had other presidents who have taken proactive measures to defend our civil liberties when they were taken by local and state officials. That is really something that is a duty of the presidency, a duty of A.G. Barr. I don't even think A.G. Barr will try to do anything about the election. It's just going to be a lot of press conferences and posing. We'll be right back.
I get asked all the time by listeners and by the media, what am I most proud of when it comes to the show? And it's the fact that InfoWars, more than 25 years ago, doing basic research with what the Club of Rome and the CFR and others were actually saying, developed the hypothesis that communist China had been set up to take our jobs and transfer them to China and then make us economically destitute and position us into debt. Well, now China owns the debt. Now China owns Hollywood, all the one-sided trading deals. It turns out our analysis was absolutely dead on. But again, it wasn't that hard. The CFR and others admitted what they were doing, but still, others didn't want to focus on that issue. We did. And you focused on it by supporting us at InfoWars. So when you go to InfoWarsStore.com and get all the great supplements, books, t-shirts, films, water filtration, air filtration, all of it, you're funding the organization that literally helped wake up the world what's really happening. So that's a big accomplishment for all of you. I want to thank you for your support.
Truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
All right, so does either candidate tell us the truth about the lockdown? Did the candidate tell us the truth about COVID? Did they tell us the truth about the financial destruction? Did they tell us the truth about the loss of the Constitution, individual liberty, due process that is involved in all of this? No. Neither one of them has. Neither one of them is qualified to be president. But, of course, they're the only choice that we have because that's the way the system has set it up. As Peter Schiff says, neither Trump nor Biden will wave a magic wand. They won't do a thing to stop this. It's all about fiscal stimulus. As a matter of fact, we shouldn't even call it fiscal stimulus. We should call it fecal stimulus. And the feces are about to hit the fan. He said, most people believe that we'll get bigger stimulus packages quickest if Democrats control everything in Washington, D.C. But according to the CEO of Euro Pacific, he said the reality is that we'll almost certainly get stimulus no matter who wins. So there's no difference on that either. They all believe that small businesses and the middle class are non-essential, that they will lock us down, prohibit us from working, from having businesses, and put us on a communist allowance. That is the same for both Biden and Trump. So by all means, the future of America depends on which one of them wins in this phony election that was enabled by the lockdown itself. This economy is built on stimulus. The powers that be will ensure the stimulus spigot stays open. Trump has already said he wants a stimulus package even bigger than the Democrats were calling for. It's going to be huge, right? And if for some reason he can't work out a post-election stimulus plan, the Federal Reserve is poised to inject printed money into the economy. Well, it won't be printed. It'll be digitized. Whether the stimulus comes from Congress or the Fed or both, the end result is more quantitative easing, says Peter Schiff, and that means more inflation. So we can talk about quantitative easing, or we can talk about quantitative votes, or we can talk about the lack of any quantitative testing that's going to be used to extend the lockdown indefinitely. We can talk about inflation, monetary inflation. We can talk about inflating votes. Or we can talk about inflating the number of supposed cases that are asymptomatic even to keep the lockdown going. It's all about inflation and quantitative. We have no quantitative testing, and so we have no quantitative testing of the votes either. It's a total fraud. I refuse to participate in this to legitimize any of these liars that are out there. I refuse to tell everybody, everybody's right. What do we do? What do we do? Oh, yeah, by all means, now, after 234 days of this, take to the streets and protest it so that your idol can be in charge again. I was telling my wife this morning, you know, when I was reading in Isaiah, he's talking about the creation of an idol, right? You go out in the forest and you cut down a tree. Part of it you light a fire with. Part of it you carve out into an idol and you put it up on a pedestal and you worship it. This is how it works in America today. We go out into a field of billionaires. We find one of them and we take some of their money and we start a big fire, bonfire, to get everybody excited. We light a fire around this particular person. We put this person up on a pedestal and we bow down and worship them as if they're going to save us. And they're just a thick piece of wood. Thick piece of wood. So, bottom line recommendation, Peter Schiff says he thinks that gold is better than stocks for inflation. Because, you know, stocks are nothing but a casino anyway. I mean, if you're going to gamble, go to Vegas. At least they got free drinks and a buffet. Well, at least they used to. I probably don't even have that now. So I guess there's no difference between the stock market and a casino now. Both of them are virtual. Virtually, in every respect. So you think there's a real difference between Trump and Biden, do you? Trump said he wanted to have a physical fight with Biden. He said those legs have gotten very thin. And of course, before that, Biden had said that he'd like to beat the hell out of Trump if they'd been together in high school. This is where we are. They're not going to talk about the lockdown. They're not going to talk about the deficits. They're not going to talk about the vaccines or the 5G. They all agree on all of that. They just want to fight each other physically. And this really is like a high school election. Because like a high school student council election, there really isn't anything of any substance on the ballot. This is all about personality. You know, what Trump has done is he's unified the government and the media. And he's used them and helped them to polarize the people, to divide the people. Not over anything like policy. Not over anything like liberty or the Constitution. No, no, no. They're divided over red versus blue. They're divided over him. Over him. It's all about orange man bad or orange man great. So you say, but there's a big difference when it comes to moral issues. Is there? You know, Biden has pledged to gut religious freedom protections. Then they give hate a safe harbor. He did that a week ago. He told Philadelphia Gay News that President Trump has given hate a safe harbor by protecting religious freedom and enabling what Biden condemned as discrimination. Is it? Is that discrimination? You see, the people who are pushing this put this out as if they just want tolerance, but they don't want tolerance. They don't, they demand not that you tolerate what they do, but that you celebrate what they do. They want to coerce you. They will not allow you to have your definition of marriage. They demand that you accept their definition of marriage, and they will compel you to embrace their morality, to the exclusion of your morality. It's a very different thing. As a Christian, I understand that nobody is that's not a Christian, nobody that's not regenerate is going to want to follow or do anything that I do. I'm okay with that, quite frankly. I have no wish to compel my values on other people, but that's not what they want. They don't want tolerance. They demand that you bow to what they want. Oh, but there's a big difference between President Trump and the intolerant left, isn't there? Oh, yeah, that's right. President Trump is defending the freedoms of the churches that were locked down, is he? Is he doing that as president who swore to uphold the Constitution? Is he using the federal government to stop people like Gavin Newsom and others, Whitmer, who have locked down churches to pander to the gay database that's out there, you know, the people who want Christianity erased? First Lady Melania Trump unapologetically supports gay Republicans, she said. She pointed out in a video that has been seen over 250,000 times in less than 24 hours, she said, "I was shocked to discover that some powerful people have tried to paint my husband as anti-gay or against equality. Nothing could be further from the truth. Donald loves helping people, and he loves seeing those around him and his country succeed. As leader of the Republican Party and the president of the U.S., Donald has been clear that gays and lesbians will be treated as he has always treated them, equally. So far, so good, right? Donald is the first president to enter the White House supporting gay marriage. Donald is also the first president to appoint an openly gay official to his cabinet. So he's normalizing the behavior. And these people are not happy with tolerance. As I said, they demand that you celebrate their choice. And these people are the ones who are focused on the eradication of Christian and Jewish morality. When we look at abortion, it stopped, right? No. Now, we were on the path to stopping abortion before Ronald Reagan was made president. You already had people saying we need to exercise the Ninth and Tenth Amendment to push back against Roe v. Wade. And then the moral majority got behind President Trump and said, we'll do it with the Supreme Court. We'll get President Trump in office and he'll appoint conservative justices who will do the right thing and support the Ninth and Tenth Amendment. Did that work? No. For 40 years, that hasn't worked. It's still not going to work. It's not going to work with Barrett. It's not going to work with any of those people. As long as we bow down to the supremacy of the Supreme Court, we're not going to have freedom in this country. And what is President Trump doing now to appeal for the election? He's bowing down to the supremacy of the Supreme Court. He has absolutely no clue what to do. We'll be right back.
It was in the Telecommunications Act of 1996 that all new cell phones would track your GPS location. I read from the federal law and listeners couldn't believe me because that was un-American. Now the media admits that almost every app and every company that are on Apple and Androids don't just track your location, but your surfing history, where you go, who you talk to, your relationships, and they all share the data with each other of what you're doing on the apps as well, including having apps turn on and listen to what you're saying, just like Siri or Alexa do, and then putting databases, transcripts of everything you say into those systems to be saved forever. Your phone is spying on you, and companies are generating secret surveillance scores based on information. This is the global Chinese Communist Social Credit Score. Get your protection privacy pockets at InfoWarsStore.com and cut Big Brother off dead in his filthy tracks. InfoWarsStore.com.
We here at InfoWars are proud to announce the first ever Kava Kava root supplement that is now available at InfoWarsStore.com. Kava is one of the hottest new breakthroughs in the natural health world today, though it has been used for hundreds of years in the Pacific Islands for its relaxation and euphoric effects. According to ancient Samoan legend, Kava was given as a gift by the sun god Tagaloa, who they considered to be the supreme ruler and creator of the universe. The Samoan people would drink kava tea during social gatherings and sacred ceremonies to loosen up a little. Nowadays, kava is used around the world by many who enjoy its serious benefits. The new Kava Chill by Dr. Jones Naturals contains a full blend of not only kava kava, but other herbs including, but not limited to, German chamomile, organic skullcap, and valerian root. We do expect to sell this new product quickly, so be sure to secure yours by visiting InfoWarsStore.com.
I once saw a bumper sticker that read, "If you want your children to listen to you, whisper." And it's true. A lot of times if somebody's shouting and yelling, even if what they're talking about is important, people tend to tune it out. You know why I know that? Because I'm Alex Jones. And I've been pretty obnoxious over the years because I'm worried about the New World Order, and I read about all their plans to lock down civilization, starve the Third World, and then enslave the First World. So I've been really, really loud and really, really aggressive, and we've had a big effect, but now it's time to think about every different angle and every different way we can get people to think for themselves before it's too late. The lockdown, the social distancing, the mask is meant to end human civilization. We are under a civilization collapse weapon. So this is life and death. Please share InfoWars.com and Bandai Video and watch our live election coverage.
Election 2020 is here, and whether Trump wins or loses, we have all won by exposing the communist Chinese, by exposing the globalists, by exposing the pedophile rings, by exposing the fact this is really a fight between good versus evil. Now, I'm personally a Christian, and I believe in God, and I know God's real, and I've experienced it in my life. But even if you don't believe in God, it's important to recognize that there is good in this world, there is evil. And there are people out there that want to do you harm because they enjoy doing bad. And what I see happening across the spectrum of different political views is people finally get that They finally understand that. They're not being naive anymore. Don't ever project your decency and your goodness onto other people until they've proven what they stand for and who they are, or you're going to get hurt. But those of you out there that have done your own research and discovered who's good and who is faithful, well, then come together with those organizations and support them like InfoWars. Because without your support, InfoWars would not exist.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Writing at Rolling Stone. You know, generally, Matt is very left-wing in terms of his views of the economy and many freedom issues, but he has done some excellent expose of corruption with the banks that are too big to jail, for example, HSBC and others, and he's had some other great articles pointing out corruption as well. He said, what we're faced with this year in terms of the presidential election was the worst choice ever. He said, my colleagues at Rolling Stone recently endorsed Joe Biden, but he said, Joe Biden is a corpse with hair plugs whose idea of empathy is to jam fingers in the sternums of people who ask wrong questions or to call them fat or full of excrement or dare them to try me. Just try me. You dog-faced pony liar. And if it's as if he remembers, what state he's in, he can do that, by the way. His mental decline has hit Lloyd Bridges in the hot shots level. And he shares troubling characteristics with President Trump and his pathological struggle with truth. Biden spent much of 2020 lying about everything from his Iraq war vote to his educational history to a fantasy about being arrested in South Africa with Nelson Mandela. The same press that killed him for his behavior in the past let it all slide this time, like they did his laptop, his son's laptop. Same with the growing ledger of handsy uncle incidents that had adolescent girls and campaigning politicians alike wondering why a vice president needs to smell their hair or plant a lingering kiss on their heads while the cameras are flashing. And then there's Trump. Donald Trump is going to be a difficult case for future historians, writes Matt Taibbi, because he's simultaneously the biggest liar and the most lied about politician in American history. Now, many of you say, wait a minute, he lied? He didn't lie. Trump didn't lie. He told the truth, right? Well, he told the truth about the mainstream media, but he lied to us, didn't he? Didn't he lie to us about COVID? Didn't he lie to us about the lockdown? Didn't he lie to us about the vaccine? Yeah, he did. And the worst thing about President Trump is that he has stood by doing nothing on many of these most important issues. As he pointed out, the dirty secret of the last 4 years, hidden from the broad mass of voters, both conservative and mainstream media, was that the president's much ballyhooed strongman leanings were a fraud. Trump the Terrible was great TV, but away from the cameras, he was a fake despot who proved repeatedly that he didn't know the first thing about how to exercise presidential power, even in his own defense. Even in his own defense. He doesn't even know how to defend his own free speech. He certainly doesn't defend anybody else's free speech. And he doesn't even have to use his powers as a president. He could use his bully pulpit. He could easily move. He could have moved from Twitter after they started censoring him. I mean, he doesn't have to go through and say, well, you know, you've said that you are the digital public square. We're going to make you do that because we've got a Supreme Court decision going back to 1946, Marsh versus Alabama. They owned a company town. And of course, this is the company town model that we have here. But the Supreme Court in 1946 said that even if the company owns the public square, they can't shut down people's free speech in it. That's what they tried to do with a woman who was handing out religious tracts. And Jack Dorsey has said at least 8 times, our model is the digital public square. They're not a mall. I mean, don't confuse this. A mall is there to sell stuff, not to be a place for free speech. But they sold themselves as a place for free speech. Google sold themselves as a search engine. Now they are an engine to hide searches, to hide information, not to help you find things. Twitter and Facebook have become anti-social media. And so if we're going to give them 230 protection so that they could be a digital public square, that was the whole point of 230, was to say, you're not going to be held accountable for what people have to say. You're just providing the corner for which they can do this. It's kind of like Hyde Park in the UK. When I used to be able to fly and travel, I went to the UK multiple times. Always loved to go to Hyde Park. Actually, the last time we went, the Muslims were coming after everybody that they disagreed with, threatening them violently. So it's like that was the last time we went to that. What you typically would find is people would grab a soapbox or some other crate or something and stand on it, and they could talk about anything that they wanted to. And that was a longstanding tradition. Speaker's Corner in Hyde Park. People would go there and they would talk, and typically they would talk about politics and religion, because that's what people don't want you to talk about. That's why, by the way, Amy Coney Barrett, that's the answer that you couldn't find as to why all these things were together and the First Amendment, because it's all speech that people hate. People don't like you talking about religion. They don't like you talking about politics. And so we're going to protect that speech from people trying to shut that down. That's why, Amy. This is our deep thinking new Supreme Court justice that's going to save us, right? Anyway, what they were setting themselves up to be was essentially a speaker's corner, and we put in Section 230 to say you're not going to be responsible for what people say when they're standing on that soapbox. You don't have to police that. And yet they took that on themselves. And now you have the Republicans as well as the Democrats pushing them to do more censorship. You have the conservative think tanks like the Heritage Foundation. You have the libertarian think tanks like the Cato Institute pushing them to do more censorship and saying these are corporations. They own the public square, and they can tell people what they can and cannot say there. This is America upside down. This is the eradication of the First Amendment and our liberties. And President Trump hasn't done anything to his own defense. I mean, he could have used Section 230. That would have been a battle. But the easiest thing for him to do would just be go to another platform. Pick one. There's several of them out there. Just go there. Say, hey, everybody, you can follow me over here at Parler or whatever. He doesn't do that. He doesn't even use his bully pulpit. He turned his bully pulpit over to Fauci and to Birx, those two very smart people who locked us down 234 days ago. No, he's not just a paper tiger. He's a Twitter tiger. All he does, for the last 4 years, President Trump has ruled as if he's Don Rickles on a permanent roast of everybody that he hates. Not just the people that are on the other side, but everybody that ever worked for him he hates. And then he replaces them with people just like the ones that he fired. So what do we do? Well, I like the headline of Reason. Make elections not matter so much again. I've talked many times about in the 1990s. People said, you know, Switzerland, people in Switzerland don't even know who the president is because he doesn't have any impact over their lives. The trap that conservatives have fallen into with their idol worship is the idea, and we think now just like the Marxist Democrats, that everything must be solved at the White House or at the Supreme Court. How many times do we have to learn that you can't do that? You can't give even more power to the presidency and to the Supreme Court and expect that things are going to go your way. It's not. It's going to go exactly the wrong way. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
DNA Force Plus, if you did one thing for your immune system, it would be get all the essential things. And that's the clean iodine X2 or X3. That's the bio true selenium. That is the vitamin D3. That is the C. That is the zinc. There's 13 vitamins and minerals that are essential without them you die. And studies show you really need the other ones too. But DNA Force goes beyond that. It helps get all that in the cells and out the cells with PQQ and CoQ10 of the highest quality sources with other ingredients that clean out the cells that unclog them so all that stuff can get in. Viruses don't get in. The good stuff gets in. As the NIH website says, that if you have all the proper things, they can't replicate like they could. But I do this because it's essential, like oxygen, like water. DNA Force sold out for months, 50% off out of the gates. Triple Patriot points, free shipping, InfoWarsStore.com. DNA Force election special. That's going to have to end in a week because we got a limited supply, and it was very hard to get the PQQ this time. A lot of our stuff can't get anymore. A lot of our products, because the supply chain's broken down. That's part of the global's plan. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. I want to thank you all for tuning in. It's all on record. Yale, Harvard, Princeton, Stanford, they were all hired a year ago and then again 6 months ago to war game how to get the public to stay locked down during a pandemic and how to get the public to take inoculations. And they talk about calling people heroes that do it. They talk about shaming those that don't. This has all been psychologically tested. It's all been psychologically prepared. And once they get you to lock down for 15 days, you notice now they say it's permanent. That's how it works. Oh, just put these handcuffs on, the serial killer says, the woman in the parking lot, and everything will be all right. No. Now, we've already put the handcuffs on, and we're in the serial killer's van. He's taking us to his shack in the woods to slowly torture us to death. That's the allegory. We got to bust out of this thing now. We got to say no now. We got to make a run for it now while we still can. Because once he gets us in that basement, it's going to get a lot, lot worse, folks. So stop submitting. The days of hell. The nightmare is here. 79 days of hell has begun.
Multinational corporations, the mainstream media apparatus, and social media tech giants are all now being deployed by the archaic, inbred, crooked establishment to interfere with the 2020 U.S. elections, remove the populist champion of the people, Donald J. Trump, and install the decrepit, perverted, traitorous establishment puppet, Joe Biden, along with rabid radical hag, Kamala Harris. Keep your heads on a swivel and tune in to 79days.news for tomorrow's news today. 79days.news, America's last stand. 79days.news.
Time to get smart. Is it going to be control or chaos? It's going to be both. It'll be chaos to establish control. And that's what we're seeing right now. By the way, before I get into this, I'll just mention real quickly, make sure you take a look at the products that we have at InfoWarsStore.com, part of our 2020 election super sale. Up to 60% off, free shipping, and triple Patriot points on many of our most popular products. We've now added to the list DNA Force Plus. It was out of stock. It's now back in stock. 50% off, big dollar savings, plus free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com. And don't forget, because we are a guerrilla news operation, we have to keep changing our URL in order to avoid censorship by the social media technocrats. And so the latest one is electionnight.news. And if you go there, you'll see the band.video site, but any videos that you share from there will be we'll have the prefix of electionnight.news instead of band.video because they censor anything coming from band.video. So we appreciate your support. That's what's allowed us to set that up and to pay for the bandwidth, pay for us being here. And we hope that you will go to InfoWarsStore.com, take a look at the products we have on sale, free shipping, triple Patriot points. We've got some great products, many of our most popular, in stock, deeply discounted, 50 to 60% off, InfoWarsStore.com. I was just saying that the check is not in the mail. It's the checkmate that is in the mail. Very predictable. As I said before, you know, I was thinking, and I'd said about a year ago, I said, I think they're going to do this as a digital election to steal this. And that's coming. That's coming. They're preparing you for that right now. This has two different components to it. It was necessary this time around for them to slow walk this, to create chaos and division. And if you want to slow walk something and you want to make it chaotic, what do? You turn to the postal system. And that's what they did this time around. Now, we're going to see, after all of this chaos and so forth, if we still have a country, if we have another election, we will have these people saying, we have to have blockchain voting, we have to have electronic voting, all this type of thing, so that they can hack it across the country from top to bottom. And, you know, when they do it with that kind of approach, they can make sure they don't have the embarrassing aspects of having more than 100% of the people who are eligible voters in different districts showing up. That's very embarrassing when that happens. And so they'll be able to do that probably a little bit more accurately, unless they turn to the Imperial College of London to write their model for stealing the election, in which case the election, every time they go back, they'll get a different result, even with the same stuff put in there. These people who locked us down 234 days ago. The U.S. Postal Service, again, failed to meet that deadline that was set by the corrupt judge. He wanted them to go through and look for everything. They said, we can't do that. We got 300,000 ballots, and this is on election day, 300,000 ballots, and they don't have a delivery scan. And he said, well, I want you to go through on a nationwide basis. I want postal inspectors to operate on a nationwide basis. They said, well, there's only one or two postal inspectors at any one facility. And they don't have the ability to personally scour the entire facility. Indeed, doing so would be impractical given the size of that facility and would take them away from other pressing election mail-related responsibilities as detailed above. Nevertheless, he is demanding comb the desert straight out of Spaceballs. Get a couple of stormtroopers out there with a giant comb and rake it across the sand. Hey, there he is. Newman. Yeah. Newman is there and he's got his mask and he's laughing about the election. Good job, guys. So we have get ready video clip number two. We have a Michigan postal worker, not Newman, but somebody else, a whistleblower that claims late ballots received backdated postmarks. This is a Project Veritas video. And there is some alteration of the audio. They've disguised the voice to try to protect this anonymous individual. You'll have to listen carefully, but let's go ahead and roll video clip number two.
Tell us where you work.
I work in the Traverse City Post Office, more specifically the Barlow branch.
Your boss told you and your colleagues something that shocked you this morning. What was it?
We were issued a directive this morning to collect any ballots we find in mailboxes, collection boxes, just outgoing mail in general, separate them at the end of the day so that they could hand stamp them with the previous day's date. Today is November 4th, for clarification.
Who is your boss, and what is his title?
Jonathan would be a direct supervisor, yes. As of right now, he is the opening supervisor for the Barlow Branch Post Office. So and this is anecdotal, carrier down at another office said they watched the postmaster doing it. If it were just a typical day, it would be clerks doing it up at the distribution center.
So 8 p.m. election day, November 3rd, the Court of Appeals ruled ballots have to be received by that time. And what were you told?
To separate them today so they could mark them with yesterday's date and send them through the express system to wherever they needed to go.
This appears to be an attempt to circumvent Michigan law and allow late votes. And you said there was a hamper where letter carriers were supposed to leave their ballots. Where are the ballots now?
They were putting them into express bags to go to the distribution center. In regards to a hamper, there's a standard hamper that all letter mail is supposed to go to, and they had a tub next to it that we were supposed to put any ballots collected today into.
Yes. What made you come forward?
That's sketchy. I don't like sketchy. It screams corruption. Also, knowing the post office's leanings politically, it didn't seem quite right.
What is your message to other postal workers who see things like this?
Report it. Report it. How are we supposed to have any integrity in this country if we are just going to let things slide based on a scaling issue?
Are you afraid of retaliation against you?
I've had whistleblower policies backfire on me in the past, so yes.
We'll have to reach out to Jonathan Clark for comment.
Hey, is this Jonathan?
Yes.
Hey, I'm a reporter with Project Veritas, James O'Keefe here, and I have information that you guys have been stamping ballots with the previous date, November 3rd. He just hung up the phone on me.
Yeah, that's right. The election is in the mail. You can believe that. Rudy Giuliani vows lawsuits. We're going to take this all the way to the Supreme Court. Well, the Supreme Court has already told President Trump that he can't overturn an Obama executive order on DACA. The Supreme Court has already said that they can fiddle with these new election tactics. So Rudy Giuliani said, do you think we're stupid? Yes, Rudy, I do think you're stupid. I think you're stupid and tyrannical. You locked this country down 234 days ago. You didn't understand this is going to be a consequence. You didn't understand by playing these COVID games with these people, this hoax, by pumping out 150 million of these test kits that don't work to put down lockdown to. Let me ask you this, Rudy. Do you think we're stupid? I see what you're doing. I see what the Trump administration is doing. And I see that you guys don't know what the heck you're doing. Or maybe you do. Maybe you do. Maybe you're not as stupid as you seem. Maybe you wanted to have this kind of lockdown chaos. Maybe that's what your controllers told you to do. Talk about the election being in the mail. We had Mike Bloomberg. His check was in the mail. He blew $100 million in Florida, Ohio, and Texas. He wanted to flip those states, which would allow a greater control of the socialists, the Democrat Party is what they now call themselves, but the Socialist Workers Party, formerly known as the Democrat Party. They wanted to make sure that they got those state legislatures flipped. That would allow them then, in the year in which they do gerrymandering, we do that every 10 years based on the census, they set up the congressional districts. The political party that is in charge of the state legislatures gets to pick the congressional districts, which means that they get to pick which party is going to control Congress from their state. And so that's why you have Bloomberg and all these other billionaires out of technocratic companies pouring so much money into these various states. Unfortunately for Bloomberg, the $100 million that he poured in did nothing. Let me tell you, if we had a situation where we actually followed the Constitution, this is one of the things when I ran for Congress, besides the Bill of Rights, you know, you had Newt Gingrich just put out the 10-point plan, his contract with America. So we've already had a contract with America. You guys haven't obeyed any of it. It's called the Bill of Rights. But one of the ways that we fix this country is we go back and we say, well, instead of limiting the number of congressmen and making sure that they can represent 750,000 people, we ought to go back to the original plan and cap it at 30,000 or 35,000 or whatever that was. Then you would have a situation like you do in these state legislatures, and all this money wouldn't have the kind of effect that it does.
The days of hell. The nightmare is here. 79 days of hell has begun.
Multinational corporations, the mainstream media apparatus, and social media tech giants are all now being deployed by the archaic, inbred, crooked establishment to interfere with the 2020 U.S. elections, remove the populist champion of the people, Donald J. Trump, and install the decrepit, perverted, traitorous establishment puppet, Joe Biden, along with rabid radical hag, Kamala Harris. Keep your heads on a swivel and tune in to 79days.news for tomorrow's news today. 79days.news, America's last stand. 79days.news.
InfoWars has been reporting on the dark, unpleasant truths of big government corruption for over two decades. It is why they attack us. And it is why we are now the most banned broadcast in the world. The Hunter Biden hard drive scandal is merely the tip of the iceberg. Evil has infested governments everywhere, but the evil establishment is censoring content across all media platforms. They blocked you from sharing banned.video on social media. So go to electionnight.news and share it like your lives depended on it. Go to electionnight.news to find the truth about COVID, vaccines, Bill Gates, and Big Pharma. Go to electionnight.news to find all the information the crooked establishment is most afraid of. Go to electionnight.news and share now.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Broadcasting with the power of the First Amendment. It's The David Knight Show.
No country for old politicians. No, actually, this is the country for old politicians. You know, we say we got the same old politicians in control. Well, that quite literally is the case. The U.S. is a gerontocracy. Ruled by the Geritol crowd. With more years in Congress for Nancy Pelosi, 80 years old. Mitch McConnell, 78 years old. Here's some of the interesting things. You know, a lot was made about the age of Trump and Biden, especially because of the mental condition of Joe Biden. But Nancy Pelosi easily won her district, 80% of the vote, and at 80 years old. She gets 80 at 80. She has been in Congress since 1987. Grace Napolitano, another Democrat from California, is holding on to her seat. She beat a youngster who was 66 years old. Trounced him, right? She has served in Congress since 1999. She'll most likely not leave until she is nearly 90. Bill Pascrell, a Democrat from New Jersey, 83 years old, will hold on to his seat, having won over 67% of their vote against a Republican. He will now most likely not be leaving office until he's nearly 90. 84-year-old Al C. Hastings, Democrat, Florida, 80% of the vote. Serving since 1992, Hastings will not leave office until he is 90. Bernice Johnson, a Democrat from Texas, 84 years old, will celebrate her 90th birthday in Congress if she survives that long. She won her district by a landslide, a district that she has represented since 1993. On the Republican side, Senator Don Young, ironically, will serve into his 90s. Young will be 90 before he gets out again. Mitch McConnell has been reelected. As I said, he's 78 years old. His Rand Paul is 57, by the way. But Mitch McConnell will be holding his seat until he is at least 84. And then you have 85-year-old Jim Inhofe, Republican of Oklahoma. He will keep the seat he has occupied after being elected in 1994. So he is 85, and these senators get 6 years, so he'd be 91. Senator Susan Collins, she is going to be getting up there in years as well. So on the, you know, we do have some young people, and the ones, especially on the Democrat side, are very radical. You know, people like AOC and the squad. So being young doesn't really seem to help anything. As a matter of fact, you look at this 25-year-old who just got elected by the Republicans. I think it was out of North Carolina, Madison Cawthorn. I saw him being interviewed on Fox. Very photogenic. And as I said before, he's had a lot of personal difficulties that he has heroically overcome. Paralyzed in an automobile accident. But his view of what he is to accomplish, his number one thing is to provide government health insurance. And I would say that he is a radical socialist. And when I was 25 years old, not even the Democrats were talking like that. Not even the Democrats would propose that government run health care. And yet now we have the young Republicans proposing that. This is where we are in socialist America. Perhaps that is why nobody really cared about the fact that we had the middle class locked down, shut down, and put on a communist allowance. And that 234 days into this, we have a Marxist election that is so corrupt that nobody believes it. Well, I believe it because I've seen how corrupt this government has been for 234 days. I've been screaming about this. Now they're screaming about it because it's happening to Trump. Trump, who's let free speech and every other liberty that we've got be destroyed, even his own. He doesn't even defend his own free speech. And we're supposed to defend him now? I guess because he doesn't know what to do. Absolutely clueless. The checkmate is in the mail. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Two InfoWars best-selling products are now back in stock after being sold out for months. BioTrue Selenium from the mustard seed, essential in all electrochemical activity in the cells in the body. That's every human activity. And on top of it, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula with 95% curcuminoid. Leading competitors have 3 to 5%. The things that turmeric does, I don't have to tell you, this is the highest quality, the strongest you're going to find. So both these are amazing products, and they fund the InfoWar, which is a 360 win. On top of it, despite the fact they're in demand, they've been sold out for months, they're both 50% off, triple Patriot points, and free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com. That's BioTrue Selenium from the mustard seed. It's amazing. And on top of it, we also have Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula at InfoWarsStore.com. This sale will not last long. I want to thank you all for your support, but you really need to try these products. People absolutely love them because they really, really work. InfoWarsStore.com.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Well, it's an axiom. We've heard it many times before. It's not the people who vote that count, but it's the people who count the vote, or those who vote decide nothing. Those who count the vote decide everything. You've seen it in a lot of different ways, but it's basically the same idea. Now we see it being played out here in America in this lockdown election. We've now seen that Michigan and Wisconsin have now been called for Biden, and the officials in Michigan and Wisconsin refuse to explain the sudden Biden vote influx. Instead, they ask everyone not to repeat misinformation. Shh, don't say anything. And we have the mainstream media is going to cooperate with that, and social media will cooperate with that. They'll punish people who say anything. So don't talk about that. We just, you know, padded this. We put in there whatever we want. Don't talk about that. Don't talk about the printing of money. Don't talk about the deficit. Don't talk about the phony test results. And don't talk about the quantitative easing of the deficit for the Biden ballots either. In Michigan, you have Trump supporters are condemned for doing this. Let's play video clip number 4.
Stop the vote! Stop the vote! Stop the vote! Stop the vote!
Why America news! Fake news!
You got nothing to hide, why are you sucking the windows like that? This is ridiculous. This is out of the playbook of South America.
Excuse me, sir, you cannot cover these windows. We will file a federal lawsuit.
This is wrong, what we're seeing right now. We're witnessing
they got masks on. Talk about cognitive dissonance. These people, these Republican activists are showing up. Stop the vote. Stop the count. This is wrong what they're doing as they scream through their masks. I don't know what to say about this. This country is so gaslighted and idiotic. Low information voters is what they are. They're so surprised that this is happening now. And they're showing up to protest wearing their masks. Detroit absentee ballot counting chaos as workers block windows, bar observers, and Trump sues. He's going to appeal to the Supreme Court, and that should do it, right? Because, you know, the Supreme Court follows the Constitution, and They say, well, okay, President Trump is the president, and if he wants to overturn the executive orders of Obama, which violated the law, by the way, you know, we go back and we look at DACA, regardless of what you think about immigration, understand that that executive order began with Janet Napolitano, who was the Department of Homeland Security Secretary for President Obama. She was in charge of enforcing law. She was a law enforcement officer. And what she said was, we're not going to enforce any laws. This is going to be deferred action. In other words, deferred action just means we're not going to enforce any immigration law for classes of people. And they made that an order. And the Supreme Court said, no, you can't undo that. I don't like your motivations. Your motivations? See, this is where we go. I think that your executive order is filled with hate. I don't like your motivation. So I'm going to let the previous president's executive orders stand. This is what has happened now with hate crime legislation. We predicted this a long time ago. If you're going to look at people's motivations about something, and that can be a factor in a trial, if you're trying to establish whether or not somebody did it, you want to look at a motive. Motive could be part of what you put together for that. But hopefully there'll be some facts about that as well. they can be stubborn things, but of course, motives can be interpreted any way that you wish. And when we look at hate crime legislation, that has taken on a more important role than actually what is done. Don't look at what somebody did. No, 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 they're hateful. And they're hateful now because they're white, for example. You know, if you're white, you're obviously hateful and racist just because you're white. You don't have to have done anything hateful or racist. You don't have to have owned any slaves. Your ancestors don't have to have owned any slaves. You could have, your ancestors could have come to America decades after slavery ended. You know, they could have come 60, 70, 80, 100 years after slavery ended. But there's, you're still racist, and so are they. And we're going to have to do reparations, and you're going to have to pay for it. I'll tell you how reparations are going to work out, by the way. You know, we got Kamala Harris talking about reparations, obviously, and she will be president. I don't think Biden, if he makes it, and I don't think that Trump, if his strategy is to get the Supreme Court to overrule this stuff, I don't think that's going to work at all. But as they talk about black reparations, President Trump has his platinum plan, $500 billion for black businesses. White people need not apply. Is that reparations? Is that reverse discrimination? Is that racism? Why, quite frankly, it is. Just like the reparations policy of the Democrat Party is racism. And how do you establish that, right? I mean, the way this is going to work out, if we are on a government allowance and we're not allowed to work, they don't have to force you to pay reparations to black people if you're white. All they do is just give them a bigger allowance than they give you as a white person, because we all live on handouts from the government. We're beyond freedom and dignity. And we're at the point now where we're being conditioned to live that way, to continue to stay under that for 234 days. That's what they've been conditioning us for. You know, Ron Paul says there is no vaccine for tyranny, and he's absolutely right. He said, instead of admitting that the lockdowns were a mistake, many in the political class, which includes a disturbing number of medical professionals whose positions and prestige depend on government, claim that we cannot return to normalcy until a coronavirus vaccine is in wide use. This suggests that people among the majority of Americans who don't wish to be vaccinated will remain under lockdown or be forced to be vaccinated against their will. Exactly. That's exactly what's going to happen. Well, we're not going to mandate a vaccine. We're just going to require your vaccine certification and ID number before you can travel, before you can work, before you can go to school. But it's not a mandate. You understand that's the way they're going to prevaricate around this bush. Moncef Slaoui writes Ron Paul, the chief advisor. He's our vaccine czar now. Head of Operation Warp Speed, CIA Department of Defense program. The public-private partnership has said that those who receive a vaccine will be monitored by, quote, incredibly precise tracking systems, unquote. He has also indicated that tech giants like Google and Oracle, who are monitoring your speech, will help the government to keep tabs on vaccinated individuals as well. So the vaccine program will lead to an increase in government surveillance. Of course it will. Slowey is just the latest expert, quote unquote, to endorse forcing the American people to relinquish their few remaining scraps of privacy to stop the pandemic. Those who think that the new surveillance system would be limited to coronavirus should remember Social Security numbers were only supposed to be used to administer the Social Security program. Or take a look at the Patriot Act's expansion of warrantless wiretapping. Supposed to be limited to stopping terrorists. But of course, we had James Clapper lying under oath, committing perjury to the American people, in front of the American people, to the Senate, in front of the Senate, and nobody ever brought up charges for perjury. Ron Paul writes, the digital certificate could be tied to the Real ID program to deny individuals who have not been vaccinated the right to travel. Well, this is where Ron Paul is behind the times here. Davos and the Commons Project, I've shown you the videos several times this week. They've admitted that it is going to be used to give you a right to travel. And they've admitted that it's going to begin with the bogus testing, and then it will go to the dangerous vaccine. And you will have to show that you've been vaccinated in order to travel. Because, you know, you want to feel safe. You want to know that person next to you has been vaccinated. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
It's all on record. Yale, Harvard, Princeton, Stanford, they were all hired a year ago and then again 6 months ago to war game how to get the public to stay locked down during a pandemic and how to get the public to take inoculations. And they talk about calling people heroes that do it. They talk about shaming those that don't. This has all been psychologically tested. It's all been psychologically prepared. And once they get you to lock down for 15 days, you notice now they say it's permanent. That's how it works. Oh, just put these handcuffs on, the serial killer says, the woman in the parking lot, and everything will be all right. No. Now, we've already put the handcuffs on, and we're in the serial killer's van. He's taking us to his shack in the woods to slowly torture us to death. That's the allegory. We got to bust out of this thing now. We got to say no now. We got to make a run for it now while we still can. Once he gets us in that basement, it's going to get a lot worse, folks. So stop submitting.
All of the experts agree that getting proper sleep is the cornerstone of good health. It has been proven that a poor sleep schedule is linked with numerous health problems, including weight gain, memory issues, mood changes, poor concentration, and even a weakened immune system. Introducing Rocket Rest, the new product from our Dr. Jones Naturals line at InfoWarsStore.com. The new Rocket Rest formula is loaded with the best natural ingredients to help not only improve your quality of sleep, but help you wake up feeling refreshed. Many competitors' sleep formulas focus only on getting you to sleep, but Rocket Rest was specifically formulated to help you feel rested and ready to take on the next day. It uses a unique quick-release capsule system to ensure fast delivery of deep sleep support ingredients like melatonin and magnesium. Rocket Rest helps you fall asleep fast, stay asleep, and wake up feeling rested. So get the new Rocket Rest formula from Dr. Jones Naturals right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Look it up for yourself. The head of the Davos Group issued a report more than 6 months ago calling for world government to be openly established to respond to COVID-19. And the COVID-19 was a blessing to lower the planet's carbon footprint. Since then, Prince Charles and countless others have come out and said the exact same thing. The most ancient form of total war is called siege. And that's when you cut people off from their resources. That's when you lock them down. And this isn't siege to make us capitulate to the globalists or just get rid of Donald Trump. That's only part of it. This is siege to literally train us to be poor and to get us into deep debt. So then the globalist social engineers can dictate how we live our lives with the social credit score surveillance grid. So you've heard the U.S. Army saying our job is to kill people and break things. Well, that's what the lockdown's doing. It's starving the third world, millions and millions of death. It's breaking down the supply chain and society. It's their mission.
Introducing InfoWars Life Pure Turmeric Extract. This is taken under the tongue. It is pure turmeric. It goes together very well with our body's ultimate turmeric formula that is taken as a powdered capsule and absorbed in the stomach and intestines. This is absorbed under the tongue into the bloodstream, and then the remaining also is then absorbed by the stomach. So it's more of an intense delivery system. The two formulas are different, but both are concentrates, and our first product got rave reviews. We've now been testing this out for several months. Some of our staff like it more than Bodies. Some like Bodies better. For me, they're both amazing for their anti-inflammatory action and so much more, and they fund the InfoWar. So get our new liquid turmeric extract exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com today. Get an additional 25% off. This is a 360 win. Turmeric is renowned for what it does for all of our bodies, for inflammation and so much more. Get yours today at InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Space, a final frontier. These are the voyages of the starship Enterprise. Its five-year mission, to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new civilizations, to boldly go where no man has gone before.
Operation Warp Speed, full speed ahead. Yeah, that's right. Our five-year mission is to develop a vaccine where no one has ever gone before, where nobody is allowed to do this under law or in the Constitution. They're going to go where people have never gone before. Yeah, warp speed. The engines are warp factor 5 now, Captain. I can't go any faster. Can I go? Well, they're going as fast as I can. And it's the Department of Defense right there. Phasers set on full stun. And just get ready for what I've got to tell you about Operation Warp Speed, the accelerated vaccine process. As the Defense Department is running this, you go, you want information about Operation Warp Speed? Well, you go to defense.gov, because it is a military operation. They're going to have this run out by January 2021. And I got to ask, where is the rebel alliance of people who are pushing back against this Star Trek vaccine? I always hated Star Trek. You talk about a smug globalist bunch of metaphor and virtue signaling about it. It was just disgusting. Just disgusting what was underlying it all. You know, Star Trek, at least you had people rebelling against the starship and against the Death Star and the Empire. Where is the Rebel Alliance of pro-choice Democrats who say, get your... You know, it's my body, my choice. Get your laws off of my body, right? Where are they? Well, no, they're not protesting this. Where are the pro-liberty Republicans? Why aren't they getting together? Even if the Democrats won't join them, why aren't they getting together? And why aren't they protesting this? Yeah, for the same reason they didn't protest when their businesses were shut down and their livelihoods were taken away. They're just looking for their government handout. That's the state of the American mind today. And so, as we look at the way that they are, we got an update here this week in Operation Warp Speed. And to learn more about Operation Warp Speed, visit the Department of Defense website. The Department of Defense announced an agreement with Eli Lilly now to purchase up to nearly 1 million doses of a therapeutic. And this one, get this name. I love the way they come up with these names. Bamlanivimab. Bamlanivimab. They just make this stuff up. 300,000 doses within the first 2 months following a potential FDA emergency use authorization. They're not going to do a test. That'd be emergency use. We just come up with this idea. We're not going to do phase one, phase two, phase three. And again, remember, this is a therapeutic. A therapeutic, what do you do typically? Well, you have a phase. First, you test it on animals. I don't know if they've done that or not. And then you test it on some sketchy volunteers, maybe, you know, convicts who get some favors for doing this. Small group, very small group. If they don't die, you give it to a larger group of people who have the disease and see if they get better. Well, I don't know. Have we done that with this Bamlanivimab? Blah, 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 blah. It sounds like somebody's been given Novocaine at the dentist. They named this thing. Anyway, the government could purchase up to another 650,000 additional doses through the end of June 2021. And, they have gotten to the interim analysis of the phase two trial. So they presumably have been doing some, giving this to some people in phase two who actually have COVID or presumed to have COVID to see if they get any better, which they didn't with remdesivir, but that didn't stop Fauci from pronouncing the product made by his friends at Gilead. He tried to sell it for HIV. That didn't go. He tried to sell it for Ebola. That didn't work either. And so for this, he changed the standard. It was, you know, it's a therapeutic, so you're supposed to get better with it, right? People didn't get better. So he said, well, even though they didn't get better, the people who survived got better 30% faster than the people who didn't survive. And the people who didn't survive was the same in the control group versus the people who got remdesivir. Of course, it also has some very serious side effects as well. But he made that the standard of care. So I don't know what they're going to do with this bamlanivimab. But the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services released a plan to remove regulatory barriers. This is what the Defense Department is bragging about. Yeah, there you go. Vita Vita Vegemix. Good job, guys. I didn't even think about that. Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services released a plan to remove regulatory barriers and to ensure consistent coverage and payment for eventual COVID vaccine. This group is also taking action to increase reimbursement for any new COVID treatments, which we like this bamlanivimab. In support of Operation Warp Speed, the administration is preparing to provide ancillary supply kits to help healthcare workers who will be administering the vaccines. Oh, isn't that nice? Yeah, as I've pointed out many times, they will be helping to transport, to refrigerate, to administer the new and novel vaccine. And then they will also be reporting to the CDC, our new government, right? The people who can decide who is essential and who is non-essential. The people who can tell landlords when they can and cannot evict people. And people when they can and cannot work and when they can and cannot wear masks. And if they can go to vote. And you can go to vote. You don't have to wear a mask. And you can be COVID positive. And you can still vote, according to the CDC. And Abbott. Hey, Abbott. So this is Eli Lilly that has that, and it is being done. They're proud to talk about this at the Defense Department. This is part of BARDA. This is the biomedical version of DARPA. Biomedical Advanced Research and Development, BARDA. And it is a joint program with the DOD and their chemical, biological, radiological, and nuclear weapons program. Oh, that's right. That's right. You see, the vaccines and the therapeutics that are coming out of the Department of Defense are coming out of the Biowarfare Division as well. So the people who will be administering this and transporting it and refrigerating it and recording whether or not you have refused to take it, they are part of the bioweapon program. Our government is at war with the American people. They began with economic sanctions, and they're going to end with this vaccine and the tracking and tracing and house arrest of anybody who doesn't take it. You understand that? Why aren't people out in the streets about this? Instead, they're following this Pied Piper, Donald Trump. Unbelievable. As he leads us to slavery. Dozens of COVID-19 vaccines are in development. Here are the ones to follow. More than 150 coronavirus vaccines are in development. We'll talk a little bit more about that when we come back. And how do we get out of this? And then we'll also talk about the other pet project of President Trump, and that's 5G. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Force Plus, if you did one thing for your immune system, it would be get all the essential things. And that's the clean iodine X2 or X3. That's the BioTrue Selenium. That is the vitamin D3. That is the C. That is the zinc. There's 13 vitamins and minerals that are essential without them you die. And studies show you really need the other ones too. But DNA Force goes beyond that. It helps get all that in the cells and out the cells with PQQ and CoQ10 of the highest quality sources with other ingredients that clean out the cells, that unclog them so all that stuff can get in. Viruses don't get in. The good stuff gets in. As the NIH website says, that if you have all the proper things, they can't replicate like they could. But I do this because it's essential, like oxygen, like water. DNA Force sold out for months, 50% off out of the gates. Triple Patriot points, free shipping, InfoWarsStore.com. DNA Force election special. That's going to have to end in a week because we got a limited supply, and it was very hard to get the PQQ this time. A lot of our stuff is can't get anymore. A lot of our products, because the supply chain's broken down, that's part of the global plan. InfoWarsStore.com. Or 888-253-3139. I want to thank you all for tuning in.
As men age, they often experience a slowdown in vitality, energy, and overall wellness. And that's why we made one of our most popular formulas to date, Super Male Vitality, specifically designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance to create superior vitality in males. Now look, this unique formula promotes your body's own natural responses, and it contains no synthetic chemicals and no unwanted additives.
Yes.
We're talking about ancient wisdom combined with modern technology, working together in perfect synchronicity to help you get the most out of this herb-packed formula. So what are you waiting for? Go to the InfoWars store. Never been a better time than right now. Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com.
Cognitive dissonance is a major issue amongst the left. It can be very stressful dealing with facts you refuse to accept. If you have a family member suffering from this degenerative mental condition, buy them a bottle of Ultimate Fish Oil from InfoWarsStore.com. Studies have suggested that fish oils and fish oil supplementation can slightly lower blood pressure, decrease triglyceride levels, decrease the growth rate of plaque, and provide a soothing reduction in inflammation. Inflammatory responses in joints and the digestive system. Recent studies have suggested that high EPA and DHA fish oil can stimulate immune function by increasing the concentration and activity of immune cells. It worked for my family, and now I can have a logical and calm discussion about actual facts that pertain to reality. Get your ultimate fish oil for a friend, family member, or yourself at InfoWarsStore.com.
The problem with social Darwinism is the so-called elites, the most cunning, smart, inventive people, believe that chivalry doesn't exist anymore. They don't believe in being aristocrats, trying to hold up civilization and power the people. And once the establishment has that predatory idea, civilization collapses very, very quickly. You can't treat the least of us like garbage and not treat your own family like that. And so it is this lack of empathy that's going to destroy us. The globalists can try to be heartless devil worshippers that commit rituals of all sorts of horrible crime, try to get away from the humanity, but really, they can't escape the laws of the universe. They may train themselves to commit heinous crimes and not feel it themselves, but the repercussions of what they commit always comes back on them and their families and the very structure itself. Wealth is created by loving God. Wealth is created by having a connection to God. God is the source of all creation, all success, all power. If you deny that, you'll be destroyed.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Mainstream propaganda. It's the David Knight Show.
All right, we're at the scene of a crime, and nobody even knows a crime is being committed. It's going on right underneath our noses. But we're distracted with the election. The phony lockdown election. And yeah, it is corrupt. And yeah, I think President Trump won. I mean, look at what's happening. They were wrong about all of this. They were lying about all this. They're going to steal the election. He's going to appeal to the Supreme Court. And it's going to keep everybody occupied and divided while they prepare the vaccines and the 5G to roll out. And there's no difference between the two candidates on that vital issue. There's really not any difference between them on the lockdown either. Dozens of COVID-19 vaccines are in development. This is an article from National Geographic. More than 150 coronavirus vaccines are in development around the world. Here are the ones that are around the phase three testing at this point in time. They said the Trump administration has pressured the Food and Drug Administration to quickly approve a vaccine, pushing states to establish distribution sites by November the 1st. I've read you the CDC documents sent out to the various states. They did one back in August where they selected four states and Philadelphia, I think it was, as the test sites for this. We want to know how you're going to roll this stuff out. Well, now they're doing it to everybody. As I reported, October the 16th, they have a very detailed plan, about 85 pages or so. I read you some of what they're planning. And of course, to cut to the chase, the bottom line is that they want to know how these people are going to distribute it, how they're going to refrigerate it. So we've got two different scenarios. Both of these require a great deal of refrigeration. One of them, you got to keep it at like minus 25 or minus 27 degrees centigrade. It's got to be kept very cold. They don't say what's going to happen if that doesn't work. And of course, when we saw two infants drop dead from an MMR vaccine immediately, one of the first things that they brought up 2 years ago when I covered that back in July 2018, they said, well, it must have been the refrigeration. I said, well, I didn't even know about that as being a risk factor. Well, now you do know that's a big risk factor for this particular vaccine. Nevertheless, I want to know how you're going to distribute it, how you're going to refrigerate it, and most importantly, how you're going to report who took it and when they took it. And who refused to take it. Now, if they're going to not have to know who refused the vaccine, that tells you that's going to be mandatory. I mean, it's not just saying you're going to have to show us proof that you've passed a bogus COVID test to travel, to work, to go to school, whatever, to live your life, or you're going to stay under house arrest. You got to pass the test. We're going to put you in a detention center. Who knows? I mean, if they're nice, they might let you just stay in your home. Otherwise, they might take you to one of these indefinite detention centers that the groundwork was laid for back in 2012 with the NDAA under Obama. Indefinite detention by the military without due process. Would that be because I didn't pass the test, because I refused to take the test, or because I refused to take their vaccine? These people plan things out a long time in advance, folks, and now we're seeing them exercise this in every detail. And Trump is either clueless or complicit in all of this. The Trump administration is pushing these people to do it by November the 1st. They came back and used this against him politically, said, you're not going to rush us. We care about people's health. We're going to wait till there's a President Biden, and then it'll be safe. Either way, we're going to get it. They're going to try to make us take it. You've heard through this whole time the strategy of President Trump was, we need to reopen the economy. We're going to reopen the economy by making everybody safe. We'll make everybody safe with a vaccine. So we got to rush the vaccine. That's how we do this. Or you could just tell the people the truth, President Trump, about this phony pandemic, and you could stop all of this stuff. And now that the election is over, and you don't have to lie to people in order to get their votes. You don't have to, try to suck up to the brainwashed Democrats and hope that they're not going to say orange man bad, that they will like you because you got a vaccine coming up for them. Well, now the election's done. Now is the time to fire Fauci. Now is the time to destroy this stuff. But you're not going to do that, are you? No, you'll be focused on yourself. You won't do anything to help the American people, even in your final hours, if they're going to push you out in a coup, a post office coup. So we've got, here are some of the candidates here. We got one coming out of India. This is an inactivated or non-infectious form of the coronavirus. This is coming from Bharat Biotech out of India. And this is not yet peer-reviewed. Of course, none of these are. They've done some monkey tests. See, these people are on the slow path, though. See, and there's two things that are important here. Number one, you got to go at warp speed. Okay, got to go really fast. That I've talked to you about this. You know, when President Trump got all these vaccine executives together, how long is it going to take you? Oh, I don't know. We could probably get something done in a year. That's not fast enough. How about you? 6 months. All right, that's better. Still not good enough. Moderna, we can do, we've never done a vaccine. We've never done a therapeutic. We've never produced any product, but we can do it in a couple of months. All right, we'll put your guy in charge. And we'll give you a bunch of stuff. And let's just rush this thing through. Let's skip the monkey trials. And so, you know, the Indian people, they're on the slow path here. They're doing the Indian trials. Some of these only require one dose. So they're not really making the cut either, because we've got to have two doses. The two doses are going to be their justification for getting your, all of your contact information. And because, you know, they got to notify you where you're going to go to get your next mass vaccination. What site, which one of these trailers you're going to go, line up, roll up your sleeve, and get the Seoul vaccination. Novavax has something called their proprietary Matrix-M adjuvant, a compound that stimulates immune cells to elicit an immune response. Well, that's supposedly what an adjuvant is. But, you know, what have they used for adjuvants in the past? Well, they've used things like mercury, thimerosal. They've used aluminum and still are using those in some vaccines. As I pointed out, you know, I had a reaction to thimerosal. It was a contact lens solution. I had soft contact lenses, so they'd have to be sterilized. And it had thimerosal in it, and I couldn't figure out what was going on with it. It just turned my eyes blood red, and I just quit. I told me, yeah, it's got thimerosal in it, so I can forget about it. And had a optometrist say, you know, have you ever tried contact lens? Oh, yeah, no, I can't do that stuff. It's got thimerosal in it. Oh, no, they don't do that anymore. That's got mercury in it. Yeah, Pete, you don't want to put mercury in your eyes. They stop that. It's like, oh, yeah, that's right. We'll just inject it into our kids' arms. Because, you know, you don't see, your eyes don't turn red when they inject mercury into your veins. It just has some long-term effects like autism. Which, by the way, there's some large epidemiological studies I mentioned yesterday. I didn't get into it in detail. But they said, you know, there's been 6 cherry-picked studies that have been put out by the CDC that supposedly debunk the connection between mercury and autism. And ignore the fact that aluminum was used as an adjuvant in many of these things, you know, a way to irritate your immune system. And, but we went through and we went over decades and we did a large epidemiological study of that, looking at what happened with it. And we think there's a very clear connection to that. But, you know, let's not talk about that. It's all about the election of President Trump now, right? Johnson & Johnson's got an adenovector vaccine, using one of the adenoviruses. These are made from recombinant DNA. The Ad5 that is there has been identified back in 2007 as a vector for AIDS. But, you know, nothing to see there. We shouldn't worry about that, even though that was the National Institute of Health that flagged that. And even though Fauci would know about it, he's still funding these adenoviruses that use Ad5. Then we have Moderna. They're using the mRNA to modify your RNA, your DNA, you know, the RNA modifies that. Pfizer as well, an mRNA vaccine. We have AstraZeneca. Their candidate is known as a viral vector vaccine, essentially a Trojan horse. Yeah, I think this whole thing is a Trojan horse. I think every one of these things is a Trojan horse. And anybody selling you this is selling you a Trojan horse. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
The days of hell. The nightmare is here. 79 days of hell has begun.
Multinational corporations, the mainstream media apparatus, and social media tech giants are all now being deployed by the archaic, inbred, crooked establishment to interfere with the 2020 U.S. elections, remove the populist champion of the people, Donald J. Trump, and install the decrepit, perverted, traitorous establishment puppet, Joe Biden, along with rabid radical hag, Kamala Harris. Keep your heads on a swivel and tune in to 79days.news for tomorrow's news today. 79days.news, America's last stand. 79days.news.
The miraculous properties of turmeric have been admired and even worshipped for thousands of years by ancient civilizations. But with modern science, we know why turmeric is so popular. Its antioxidant effect, its anti-inflammatory effect, everything it does is simply amazing. And most turmerics out there are simply food products. They're 3-5% curcuminoid, but we have Body's ultimate turmeric formula with a 95% curcuminoid level. And we have other organic products in there that accelerate it and bring it into the cells of the body. It's been sold out for months. It's back in stock. And despite that, Body's ultimate turmeric formula at InfoWarsStore.com is 50% off with free shipping and triple Patriot points at InfoWarsStore.com. It's Body's ultimate turmeric formula. If you haven't tried it, learn why it's got thousands of five-star reviews at InfoWarsStore.com. And you can't lose. It funds the InfoWar.
InfoWars has been reporting on the dark, unpleasant truths of big government corruption for over two decades. It is why they attack us. And it is why we are now the most banned broadcast in the world. The Hunter Biden hard drive scandal is merely the tip of the iceberg. Evil has infested governments everywhere, but the evil establishment is censoring content across all media platforms. They blocked you from sharing banned.video on social media. So go to electionnight.news and share it like your lives depended on it. Go to electionnight.news to find the truth about COVID, vaccines, Bill Gates, and Big Pharma. Go to electionnight.news to find all the information the crooked establishment is most afraid of. Go to electionnight.news and share now.
The controlled corporate media are mouthpieces for any big corporation or government that'll pay them. It's that simple. And they've used our open free society against us. The controlled media will talk about a few mistakes I've made over the years and obsess over it and say, see, he's a liar on purpose, even though our success rate, our accuracy rate is way, way better than theirs. We try to tell the truth. They try to lie. They try to deceive. I'm trying to get people to realize that the globalists operate and how they manipulate, how they bamboozle the public. I'm trying to get the public to ask questions and to not believe what they're told in the face. I'm trying to get people to research for themselves. The globalists and their controlled corporate press say that researching and not trusting media is evil and is a conspiracy theory. Well, again, on its face, that is a fraud. Question everything, question InfoWars, add your own research to it, and then decide what you're going to promote to others and what news sources are accurate. I believe InfoWars is the best source out there.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
We're going to take a look at 5G as well as a little bit about testing as well. But I want to get into the military uses of 5G. You know, there's some interesting common ground between the vaccine program and 5G, besides both of them being pushed out by the military and both the Republicans and the Democrats, both the Trump administration and others. You know, we have a single party, just like the Soviet Union. And now we have record votes for that single party. And you can believe them all, right? No, I'm like the Soviet dissidents. I don't participate in the system anymore. I'm sorry. I know too much to vote. I look at this, and on the core issues of life, liberty, and property, I don't see any difference between these people. Give me a reason, I've been saying for 234 days. Give me a reason to tell me that the GOP is non-essential, that they haven't bought into this. I haven't seen one yet. All right. If you want to keep us on air, by the way, you know, we had the electionnight.news. We have another site, 79days.news, because that's how long they're going to drag this fight out, probably, before we get to January the the 20th, 79, the two digits, 79days.news. You go there, you'll see the band.video site, and any videos that you share from there will have the prefix 79days.news instead of band.video, so we can avoid censorship. That's the world in which we live now, and it's going to get worse. But we do appreciate you funding us to pay for that bandwidth, to pay for us being here on a daily basis. And the thing that funds us entirely are the products that we sell at InfoWarsStore.com. And we have a great sale as well. We have up to 60% off, triple Patriot points, and free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com. Let me tell you some of the products that are on sale right now. We have DNA Force Plus, a very, very expensive product to produce. It's probably our most expensive product, but it's now 50% off. That is a big, big dollar savings, plus free shipping, plus triple Patriot points. Right now at InfoWarsStore.com, we have BodEase, our all-natural anti-inflammatory. Very, very high concentration of turmeric. I don't think you can find it any higher anywhere else. And other ingredients that are going to work together to fight inflammation naturally. That is back in stock, 50% off, free shipping. BioTrue Selenium, non-GMO, organic selenium. 50% off, free shipping. Ultra 12, our vitamin B12, 50% off. We have Extendawise, 60% off. Knockout, our all-natural sleep aid. New Nascent Iodine Surface Spray, 50% off. All those free shipping. And Winter Sun Plus, vitamin D and vitamin K together. They work together better. Vitamin K helps your body to absorb vitamin D. Vitamin D is essential for a properly functioning immune system. 80% of the people who have autoimmune disease have a vitamin D deficiency, reports the NIH and the FDA. Both of them say that. They're both telling everybody at the beginning of this, well, if this is a new novel virus, make sure that your immune system is in top condition to fight it. It doesn't kill the virus. It helps your immune system to kill the virus. That's the way God designed it. So you just want to support what God gave you to fight viruses. And they've also found that the people with a very serious condition that they label as COVID, that 80% of them have a vitamin D deficiency. So that is now in stock, selling out fast, and free shipping. Winter Sun Plus at InfoWarsStore.com. Okay, as we look at the testing, for example, there is an interesting case of this about the way there was a scare about the PCR tests back in 2007, and the New York Times then reported on it. They've been surprisingly quiet about that now. It's kind of like, you know, the experts like Fauci knew in 2005 that hydroxychloroquine was very effective as a therapeutic as well as a preventative. But now that was his own organization. Now he pretended this year he didn't know anything about it, and he poured cold water on it, mocked it. Why? Because they've got to keep this thing going for their vaccines. In 2007, the NIH also questioned the use of the AD5 adenovirus. They said it looks like it is a vector for HIV, but of course they have no problem with that being in the vaccines that are now racing to the front of Operation Warp Speed. So, you know, they knew that HCQ was safe and effective. They knew that the adenovirus was dangerous, but we're going to ignore all of that. Well, back in 2007, the New York Times featured a very interesting expose on molecular diagnostic testing. That's what PCR is. It's polymerase chain reaction. That's what PCR stands for. They said the most significant concern that was highlighted in the 2007 New York Times article was how molecular tests, most notably the PCR, but it's not limited to the PCR. Remember, the Abbott Labs rapid test, the $5 test that gives you results in 15 minutes that the Trump administration paid $750 million to put out 150 million of these, that is also a molecular test. And it also is non-quantitative. And it also has a very high a false positive rate. They said they're highly sensitive and prone to false positives, said the New York Times in 2007. They won't tell you that this year. At the center of the controversy was a potential outbreak in a hospital in New Hampshire that proved to be nothing more than, quote, ordinary respiratory diseases like the common cold. That was 2007, the New York Times saying that then. But of course, This, even though it appears to be a ordinary respiratory disease, like the common cold, like pneumonia, and of course the flu and pneumonia has all disappeared. 98% of it's gone at the same time you saw the spike in the coronavirus. Could we be seeing the same phenomenon here? Unfortunately, the results wrought by the PCR told a very different story. Thankfully, the faux epidemic was avoided then, not now. Maybe they learned something. Hey, you know, we could use this. But not before thousands of workers were furloughed and given antibiotics and ultimately given a vaccine. And hospital beds, including some in intensive care, were taken out of commission. 8 months later, what was thought to be an epidemic was deemed to be a non-malicious hoax. The culprit, according to epidemiologist and infectious disease specialist, the New York Times said too much faith in a quick and highly sensitive molecular test led them astray, unquote. So where are we today? Well, they decided that they could use that to enact Dark Winter 2. And so now we see, as Britain today goes down into lockdown 2, yesterday, everybody went out and celebrated the day before the lockdown. They go to the pubs and everywhere else. Oh, yes, yes, that, we all know what this is. We all know what this is. Real quickly, we've only got about 2 minutes left. Just some headlines about 5G. Remember that there's some things that are in common with 5G and with vaccines. Number one, there is absolutely no concern or testing about health on either of these. They don't care about the vaccine, and they don't care about the 5G tests. There's a lot of indications that should be very, very concerning about both of these, but they're just going to sweep past them and not pay any attention. So number one, they don't care about your health with either of these. Number two, these are both about fighting for control of citizens. Both of these are instruments of control. The 5G is going to be the infrastructure for tracking and tracing everything that you do, and the vaccines are going to provide the justification for that. Number three, both of these are a race with China for international dominance. So we have a weapons race, and these things are being put out by the bio-warfare division of the military, at least the vaccine is. As in terms of the 5G, the articles being put out by the Defense Department, drones, these drones could beam down 5G from high in the sky. So that's how Elon Musk gets involved. Of course, Elon Musk has said, I ain't going to take that vaccine. But he will provide the 5G beamed down from his satellites or drones. Because he's going to make a lot of money doing that. And as they point out, military AI is bigger than just the kill chain, but it will be part of the kill chain. It will be part of the autonomous killer drones, the drone swarms. And let me tell you, this is going to be a big boost to the military industrial complex. It will provide a new kind of weapon that will make the existing weapons, like the carrier groups, obsolete. And it will provide the impetus for a lot of new wealth for these people who are pushing this on us. But it will also be one of the most dangerous weapons of mass destruction the world has ever seen. CIA is not telling you about that. They'll lie to you about weapons of mass destruction in Iraq, and they'll lie to you about the weapons of mass destruction that they're developing for you right now. While the city sleeps, men are scheming new ways to kill us and tell us dirty lies. That's it for the broadcast today. Thank you for joining us.
Now it's easier than ever to have Band.video on your iPhone. Simply go to Band.video with your Safari browser. Then you click the share button at the bottom of the screen. When the menu comes up, you simply click add to home screen. It will then ask you to name the app. I suggest Band.video. You will now have Band.video app on your home screen, despite the fact that Tim Cook tried to stop it. The globalists think you're lazy, but by taking a little bit of action, you can override them, have the app, and then tell others about it so they can get the app. So it's up to you whether you want to defy big tech and click the share buttons below on your email, on Facebook, on Twitter, on YouTube, however you want. Be sure and share Band.video.
Look it up for yourself. The head of the Davos Group issued a report more than 6 months ago calling for world government to be openly established to respond to COVID-19. And the COVID-19 was a blessing to lower the planet's carbon footprint. Since then, Prince Charles and countless others have come out and said the exact same thing. The most ancient form of total war is called siege. And that's when you cut people off from their resources. That's when you lock them down. And this isn't siege to make us capitulate to the globalists or just get rid of Donald Trump. That's only part of it. This is siege to literally train us to be poor and to get us into deep debt. So then the globalist social engineers can dictate how we live our lives with the social credit score surveillance grid. So you've heard the U.S. Army saying our job is to kill people and break things. Well, that's what the lockdown's doing. It's starving the third world, millions and millions of death. It's breaking down the supply chain in society. It's their mission.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.